Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
End of the week means it's time for us to spend an hour talking about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week, as analyzed by the folks in the Doug Steffen Good Day program and Jennifer Horn, who does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, here to go through the top 10 stories, top 10 people list, so we can glean from what's new and what isn't new. And I guess as we look at the list here, ladies, number one on the list is the mass shootings. The continuing again and again and again and again. The Tulsa mass shooting wasn't as bad as some had feared, but yet the analysis of it would, in my mind, make it worse. The whole thing. And so now,
bad for the four people who were affected.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Is it less scary that the Tulsa shooting was targeted, that was specific, whereas the one in Texas was almost random?
Random.
In a way?
Yeah. Yep.
Or any grocery stores and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The victims have all been identified, as you would imagine. The police say the gunman went in and killed a doctor, and the doctor was blamed. He blamed the doctor for back pain after he'd had some surgery. Who thinks like that? I mean, I understand being angry at a doctor or somebody that doesn't perform the way you'd like them to. But this guy, this patient, he goes into the hospital and just starts shooting. Shoots the doctor.
He must have been incredibly, you think about it, and you know how many people live with pain and obviously don't take this step, right?
Right, yeah.
But it's unbelievable that you think, okay, I hurt, so now I'm going to make everybody else hurt as well. And that's exactly what he did. His manifesto, I guess, of sorts, said that he was going to kill the doctor and anyone who got in his way. That's what he did before he killed himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and clearly that was his plan, to kill himself, so he wanted to take that doctor down with him. And the other doctor that died too, was she part of the surgery? I couldn't find that information. I just know that the main doctor, who was a former WNBA doctor, he was the surgeon for his surgery on the back. I didn't know where the other three victims came into play.
I'm not sure. I know one held a door, I think, for someone who was escaping, and one person lost their life for doing that. They were helping other people get out, and he shot at that person. But I don't know which one that was, whether that was the other doctor or not.
So let's look at this for a moment in terms of the number of shootings that kill multiple people and how common they have become in our country. Some of the stuff that goes on in Chicago every weekend doesn't even make the national news because it's a regular feature of American life. It doesn't happen in Tulsa, so maybe that's why it got the attention that it did, and then the substance of what happened with the children in Texas, that's another special incident, I suppose. But there
sadly,
are some...
You know, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but sadly, and this is something, these things get politicized over and over again. The right will do it if it's an illegal immigrant who walks in and starts shooting, or, you know, if there's some narrative that meets it. The left, which we've seen over the last couple of weeks, will go in and say, well, this is a white supremacist who went in and started shooting. And what gets lost are real common sense things that we need to start doing as a society really fast. I mean, it becomes really easy and I think almost cheap to just say, it's the gun. And it's, guns don't walk in there and shoot themselves. You also have millions of people in the country who play violent video games and who own weapons who don't do this kind of stuff. So what is it? Where's the breaking point? And I don't know if you guys heard, but in California this week, they voted on this 2 days. Well, actually, it was last week. After Uvalde, so 2 days after. So we're talking about last Thursday. The California Senate now made a law because of equity reasons to not require students to report threats to the campus. They don't even have to report to police if there is a violent attack. Like if someone gets stabbed on the campus, the school can decide whether or not to handle that themselves or bring in law enforcement. So these are things that happened after Uvalde, and people aren't realizing that we need to do more watching of people who are cutting up their face or who are making threats on people or who are threatening other people. We need to be watching.
Who's going to do that, Jennifer?
But that's awful.
Who's going to do it? Who's going to be responsible for that?
No one wants to be. That's the problem.
It's bad for business.
Bad behavior.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Who's going to want to apply to a college where people are getting stabbed left and right? People are not going to report this.
An organization called the Gun Violence Archive that defines a mass shooting as any in which at least 4 people are shot. And look at the pattern here that's happened. This so far this year. All right, never mind back last year or the year before. This started in January in Baltimore. Remember the guy who worked for the gun violence reduction program was killed in a neighborhood with a couple of other people. It was a fourth person who was injured in, Milwaukee, January 23rd. 5 men and a woman were shot to death at a neighborhood home. The police say the attack targeted specific people. Same day in Englewood, California, a shooting at a birthday party killed 4 people. Remember that? 2 sisters. In St. Louis on January 29th, a shooting near an intersection killed 3 young men. February 5th in Texas, 41-year-old man murdered his mother, his stepfather, his sons, and the sons of his ex-girlfriend. Sacramento, February 28th. Man shot dead his 3 daughters and their chaperone at a church. Fayetteville, North Carolina, March 19th, shootout at a hotel parking lot. 3 people were killed and 3 people were wounded. Norfolk, Virginia, March 19th, same day. A couple of hours later, there was a shooting that killed 3 young bystanders at a bar. Sacramento, April 3rd, 5 shooters fired more than 100 rounds into the state capitol, killed 6 people there. Duluth, Minnesota, 29-year-old man said he suffered from mental illness, killed his aunt, his uncle, his cousins, and their dog. And Mountain View, Arkansas, April 21st, man kills his parents, another woman, and her son, invaded another home and killed somebody else a mile down the street.
But think about this, too. People who want to cause harm...
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, no, people who want to cause harm, they're going to do it one way or another. It doesn't have to be with guns. Look at the Boston bombing. Look at, granted, this gentleman didn't kill anybody but himself, but the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville a couple of years ago. People are going to make homemade devices. People are going to stab other people. Violence, somebody posted this in our comments on social media, that when it comes to gun violence, if you take away the gun part, violence still remains, and people are still going to be violent against each other. So it makes us think,
Look at these MMA fights where men and women get into a cage and beat the bloody crap out of somebody else to the cheers of the audience. Thousands of people betting hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's athleticism.
Oh, my God.
It's been going on.
Stamina.
You have to think about that, though. It's been going on forever, right? The Coliseum. I mean, this is part of culture. It's not my cup of tea. I love wrestling where I know that people could get really hurt, but that there's a desired outcome. Yeah. But I think that, to Jay's point, you have thousands, millions of people who consume MMA, millions of kids who play video games, millions of people who own guns. And it's the people who actually perpetuate this violence that we need to figure out how to weed out of society to get them treatment before they go nuts. We have a mental crisis in this country, and nobody wants to deal with it for the reasons that we just said. Who wants to be the one to point out, hey, that kid is weird. He just stabbed his face, and he's drawing violent things, and nobody wants to do that because we've been conditioned to just let people be, let them show their creative outlet. Well, where's the difference between cutting up your face and shooting someone and just being someone who's exploring? We have to figure that out. And I don't know. I fear for us because I don't think people are ready to deal with it.
We aren't. And I have asked this question before Tulsa last week. I think I said because of the bloodbath down in Texas, does that represent the straw that breaks the camel's back? I don't know. I would like to think that it was. I thought it was interesting. Biden said this week, for God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? Okay. So that's a good question. That's probably one of the right questions. But then after that, what you can ask the question, but then what are you going to do? What's next?
You know, just from where I sat, Biden spoke. He addressed the nation. It was a quasi-primetime address. Everybody was laughing. Most presidents, when they do primetime, it's 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Biden was a little earlier. That's all right. He was at, I think, 4:30 our time, 7:30 on the East Coast. And he spoke passionately. And look, some of the stuff he said, I agreed with. He spoke passionately. He prayed for the victims. You know, obviously, nobody wants to see this. I know everybody likes to vilify certain political groups as people who want to see this. Nobody with a heart wants to see this.
Not at all.
But what doesn't help is when you start talking about vilifying Republicans for not acting,
it's more the same nonsense.
Constitution is not absolute, all of these things. It's like we have to figure out, working in our parameters, what we can do to make people safer. How do we do that? We don't have to divide people anymore. We're already divided.
I posted on my own personal Facebook page. I don't usually do politics, and I don't know that this is considered politics, but the question about how do we fix these problems, you fix them at the ballot box. I think that's what you do, and that's why I posted that. At any rate, the whole business of violence, Kim Kardashian this week lending her voice to the fight and allowing the incarcerated father of one of the shooting victims to be granted a temporary release to attend the funeral, 10-year-old Elana Cruz Torres, with a message, quote, her family is desperately hoping that her father, who is in jail for nonviolent drug offense, be granted temporary release so he can attend her funeral. Did you see the story about the caskets that were made for these kids?
Yeah,
by that
the guy donated
that specializes.
Them.
Yeah,
he's small with what they like to do.
Anyway, there are lots of stories. With the story, there are a lot of other stories as that continues. All right, we spent all this time on number one. We get to number two, and we also get to your social media comments on the events of the week on the Talk Radio Review, 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Andy Solomon. A treatment option for chronic pain resulting from diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or DPN, has recently been FDA approved. Dr. Eric Grigsby, a board-certified pain physician in Napa, California, has the details.
DPN can be caused by high blood sugar, which can lead to nerve damage, resulting in pain. Other risk factors include cardiovascular disease, older age, drinking alcohol, and cigarette smoking.
But there are treatment options for people with DPN.
Medications may help some patients with pain relief. Others may want to consider spinal cord stimulation. This technology delivers mild electrical impulses to the spinal cord that disrupt pain signals. Medtronic spinal cord stimulators were recently approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic pain associated with DPN. This therapy is not for everyone, and patients should talk to their doctor to learn more.
Spinal cord stimulation involves risks. To learn more, go to medtronic.com/DPN.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. Let's get to what's trending, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. And comments from social media as to the big events of the week. What are people saying, Jay, about the Tulsa shooting? Let's start with that.
Greg Donahoe says an effect of the media coverage from the other recent incidents makes other unstable people want to try for notoriety. The police response saved many lives in Tulsa. That was very quick police
the police
response.
The response in Texas cost a lot of lives, so is it maybe a one up and one down thing.
I believe one of the first people to dial 911, it was a patient who was doing a video appointment with a doctor there who started hearing things, so they immediately called 911 as soon as they heard gunshots. I mean, it was very quick. Susan Nelson chimed in. I really think there is an agenda going on with evil elites involved.
Who are the evil elites? Who do we expect? Who are the evil elites?
There's a lot of conspiracy theories with pretty much all of the mass shootings that have been happening. There's some conspiracy theories with Texas of cartel hits like Mexican cartel hits, and none of that's proven. None of that's.
It's just what people thought.
It's what people are. That's the conspiracy.
It's not out of the that there in that location. That's probably not out of.
Well, it's not
the realm of possibility.
Here's what happened. I mean, early on, and we were all together actually, I believe, when the story broke, and they were saying that this guy was being chased, and they didn't know if he was being chased from the border or you know what was going on. There was a lot of false information, and just as a point of reference, going back to this, do not do what the police department in Uvalde did. They covered up information. They told too much too soon.
Ridiculous.
They gave people inaccurate information, whether that was on purpose or not. It's a really, they're in a really bad place right now. That's why Tulsa looked like they had the stellar response, because they came out, they were fast, quick acting, and then they communicated what
happened.
This is
the kind of stuff in Uvalde is what gives, adds fuel to the defund the police stuff, because they didn't do anything. They get paid and they didn't do anything. Nothing.
Well,
zero.
Apparently they didn't get the 911 calls that this guy was still shooting inside the classroom. So they started treating it like a hostage situation, which they needed to go in and save those kids.
All right. David Marr, what's he say about the shootings?
He said, it's our hate-driven culture, sadly. Take the guns and other means will be used. Sadly, it's a common thing with us humans, but it's not tolerable.
We were talking about that off the air or on the air. I can't remember where we had the conversation, but yeah, there's violence everywhere, and it's not. The guns make it easier, but people use all kinds of things: bombs and knives,
rocks and
you know,
cars.
Rocks.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right. Comments on the release of John Hinckley Jr., the would-be assassin of Ronald Reagan. This was a fascinating story this week. So, what are people saying?
Yeah, the full freedom. Dan Meyer said, psychiatrists have never, quote-unquote, cured anyone. They prescribe drugs. Drugs are only effective when taken, if taken. That is a problem I have with the lack of mental institution and Hinckley's release. If he was insane, then he still is.
Well, I take exception to the fact that psychiatrists never have cured anyone. I think there's a lot of good that comes from good psychiatrists. There are two different. There's a psychologist and psychologist. I found psychologists who don't prescribe are better, frankly, at getting at the root of problems, because they got to actually talk them through. Therapy is very, very useful if it's used and right and done by the right people. All right, Michael Shelby, what's he say?
He never should have been released in the first place. Back in 2016, he was released from the psychiatric institution into his mother's care. Trish Callum chimed in, if he was truly rehabilitated, then moving him out of psychiatric care makes sense, but total freedom is absurd. He tried to assassinate the president.
I know.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said. I mean, it's not like he just shot at the guy, the mailman. And Jim Brady suffered for the rest of his life because of that. So it's,
why he's got the press room named after him.
It's deeper here than just what's on the surface. 28 after the hour.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour. This Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. We've only gotten through one. The number one story this week is the mass shootings. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles to go through these items of interest as we discuss them. Also from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner is here with me to pull some of these things apart. I actually should go through the list, which you can find at DougSteffenGoodDay.com. What are we? I'm saying that like I know what I'm talking about. Jay's been working all week at figuring out how to change the handle because, you know, those of you who have listened over the years to the DJV program, know Jennifer from that and the 16 years that she was on the Doug Steffen Good Day with me before it became the DJV program. So I wanted her to be a part of these hours as we go forward. But we've changed so much stuff this week. I don't even know where to say. I know you can get the list of stories and the people list at talkers.com. I know that.
Well, I think we've changed the DJV thing to what? DougStephensGoodDay.com or something? What do we have?
Yeah, you can go to GoodDayShow.com.
Good Day Show, that's right.
Get to the website and on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. Because
right.
Good Day Radio Show is just too many characters for Twitter to handle.
There you
Looking
go.
At you, Twitter, bing, step bing. Up. Up your game, buddy.
Yep. Speaking of Twitter, number two this week on the story list is Elon Musk and whatever has been going on with him. And I found the most interesting thing about Elon Musk and his Tesla was the fact that Owen Wilson, the actor who lives in Santa Monica, drives a Tesla, parked his car out in front of his house one night this week, and he went out the next morning, and there were no tires on the car.
Imagine that.
Tires and the hubcaps completely gone.
Gonzo.
Crime happens to everybody.
Right, even in Santa Monica. How about that? So far, the police say no arrests have been made. The police say this is becoming more common in that area. You can't even live in Santa Monica without getting ripped off. Good heavens. All right, anyway. So, at number two, the economy. I thought it was interesting. I will add this, the LeBron James officially becoming a billionaire. So the economy for basketball players is pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, thank God. I've been worried about him.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he's made a lot of money. Being an NBA player is definitely a lucrative situation, but he's made a lot of money doing other things. He has a production company. He has the Nike partnership. He does this. He does that. I mean,
yep.
Good grief.
And you know
he's
what?
Busy.
He's a great contributor to humanity. He pays, what is he going to pay for the tuition of all the seniors from the high school where you went to school to go to the local community college? Isn't he paying that all that tuition? If I remember seeing that, I think a week or two ago.
There, well, he has a school, the I Promise School, for younger kids, and they all he's not just helping the kids out, but he's helping the families. So you have to qualify to go to the school. So it's for families who do have some more hardships, and the kids go to school for free. They have they get scholarship funds for the local community college. However, I believe it was last year, any kid who qualified and got into Kent State University, he was going to pay for them to go. Families, he has set up different things for parents who don't have high school diplomas to get their GEDs, to have different employment programs that they can be a part of, a free food pantry. He's going above and beyond to better the next generation and make sure people have a fair shot. He's definitely a beloved person in the Cleveland Akron community.
He also understands he didn't have a formal education. Actually, his mother was 16 when he was born. She didn't have a formal education either. But
yeah, he graduated from high school.
Yeah, but then formal education usually means you go to college. He didn't need to. He went to play basketball. He got smart.
Oh, yeah.
And he's invested his money wisely in all kinds of things. He's been he's attractive because he's easy to work with. He also knows the value of a buck, much as anything else. So, anyway, I take my hat off to the guy.
Oh, for sure. And wasn't he in the last class of NBA players who were able to be signed right out of high school? I believe now basketball players have to go to college for at least 1 year. They have to play in college or have something. They can't come straight out of high school anymore.
Hmm. All right, number three on the story list for the countdown, COVID vaccinations for the youngest children could be as early as this month. The shots will be cleared if they are by the feds. The White House said, quote, we expect that vaccinations will begin in earnest as early as June 21st, roll out throughout that week. Food and Drug Advisors scheduled to discuss vaccinations for children 6 months to 4 years old during a meeting later on in June. Vaccines would start arriving at healthcare facilities the following weekend if they're approved, and youngsters will be able to get them after that. So what do you think if you're a parent? Now, you have, Jay, you've got a 2-year-old, going to get them vaccinated?
I've always stood by, my husband and I have always kind of stood by whatever his pediatrician says. He's the doctor. He's the one that went to medical school. He's the one helping with researching all this stuff. We trust him. However, how I've dealt with the vaccines, the first one was pretty rough for me. The second one was absurd. I was so sick. But then when I got my third one, the booster, I don't know how I didn't end up in the hospital from it. I had just such a horrendous reaction. I had never felt so sick in my life, and I just I myself am not certain I'm going to go get a fourth booster.
Yeah.
Or a fourth shot, a second booster, I should say. So I kind of don't really know if I want my son to do that. My husband had not the greatest reaction. Well, he didn't have the greatest reaction from the vaccine, but also he didn't have a really good time with COVID either. It took him about a month and a half, 2 months, before he even got his energy back. So I don't know. The jury's kind of out with us. We're not sure what we're going to do. We want to do some more research and talk to his doctor, but I'm not feeling as promising as I was before I had my third booster, I guess, is my answer.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. I wonder how many other parents feel that way. You can reflect on it if you want by sharing some of your thoughts on our social media. Number four, the war in Ukraine. Ukraine's president acknowledging that the Russians have gained some territory and occupy about a fifth of the country at this point. So is this considered failure? I think the fact that he's held the Russians
off. They're saying that the war is just beginning, actually. There's a whole big piece in Axios this weekend because it's day 100 of the war in Ukraine. So I don't think people, you know, in some ways, as we expected it would, this is not going to go away anytime soon. This is a prolonged effort. And Vladimir Putin wasn't able to take the western part of the country, but he's now moving and he's doing pretty well of doing what he says, which is liberating Donbass, right, eastern part of Ukraine.
Yeah, right.
So nobody's ready to give up, obviously, but where does the money keep coming from? I mean, I know we all want to support Ukraine, I do, but it's like $40 billion at a crack we're sending over there, and we're now facing
the rest of the countries
in
NATO doing.
Yeah, I think they're doing some, but not as much as we do always. That's always how it goes. And we're headed very, very quickly for a recession. We've got some real economic problems here, and we can't just keep handing money over. So what's the solution? Is there even a good solution?
The question has no answer yet. It's to be determined, let's put it that way. Number five on the list, the elections, the primaries. Were there any big primaries this past week? I don't think there were. We've had a number of primaries, but the season goes until September for primaries,
right? Yeah, it
goes
into August. Yeah, our California's primary is on Tuesday, so I've been kind of just involved in that one. And
you going to vote, Jennifer?
I will. And you know what I'm going to do, Jen? I'm going to do something out of the box. I'm going to actually go and show up on Election Day and cast my vote at a voting center. How about that?
Yes, thank you. That's the way to do it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the way to do it. The rest of this stuff is all BS. Speaking of BS, the January 6th committee is number six. What an outrage and a disgrace that we're still talking about that. And the yak still goes on. I don't even want to waste time on it. Let's go. Number seven, something I don't know what we can do or say about the Roe v. Wade thing, abortion rights, that kind of stuff. There's nothing new in that conversation. It's the same old grind over and over and over again. It's like talking about capital punishment or some of the other things that I say this all the time, that lazy hosts, when you want to take phone calls and not talk about anything of substance. I mean, not that this isn't of substance, but what's new? Zero. Nothing. Number eight, this is another thing, the immigration problem. What, the only thing that's newer, the number of people coming across the border illegally, just by the thousands every day. I told a story earlier, Jennifer, of going to the Verizon store to get my phone changed.
Uh-oh.
Is right. Finding somebody to speak English in a Verizon store in the biggest mall in Metro West. The guy could barely speak English. And you got to know that Verizon's hiring, and supposedly they're paying $22 to $30 an hour. That's a whole different, immigration is okay as long as the people who come, we were saying this earlier on the Good Day program, how if you're coming to this, wherever you go, not just this country, but if you're going to go to France, you speak French if you want to work there. If you're coming to America, you speak English if you want to work here. How is it that we've let it get to the point where service is so bad, and we've made it easier for people not to work that can speak the language, and B, that we have people that are in these stores or in these positions that can't speak English. That has nothing to do with liberalism, or maybe it does. I don't know. People say, well, it sounds like you're pretty intolerant. Bull crap. I'm not intolerant. I'm just sick of trying to conduct business with people that don't speak the language and want to take my money. That's what really bugs the hell out of me. Okay, next. I'm off on that, dude. Jay, what about the social media? We had some other interesting comments that I thought maybe you ought to pass along on the Robb Elementary School shooting from some of our listeners. You have, this is more of, you know, the number one thing, but because social media is as important as it is, you know, you look at social media, check your social media, how many times a day do you go? You know, instead of watching television and cable news now, people go to social media because they don't have to watch all the Lipitor ads, much as anything else, right?
And then they read one headline and they're experts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Great.
You know, the
whole story. Or they just read one opinion from Aunt Susie and they think, oh, that's everything that we need to know.
There it is.
It's exhausting, really. We're going to get right down to it, isn't it? You know,
it
and
is because
say,
everybody has an agenda. Let's be real. Everybody has an opinion, and their opinions are always biased. It's very hard to have an opinion that's not biased on some level. That's why it's so important to get your news from multiple outlets, multiple news sources. Read the same topic, but in different articles so that you can really piece together more of the truth without somebody pushing an opinion on you. So that way you can form your own opinion. Yeah. And when I say you, I mean, you know, universally, you, myself included, that's just one of the things that I think will help us. And it's like what you say, Doug, don't tell people what to think. Tell people how to. Teach them how to think.
Yeah. All right. So what are some of the comments that we have from listeners on the Robb Elementary School shooting?
Danielle Finch says, Putin bombed a school on May 9th. 15 teens were murdered and 20 more injured in a mass shooting in Juarez at the end of last year. Young girls are killed and kidnapped in Nigeria. And do we even discuss children laboring in the mines in China? Things happen all around the world in all ages because evil doesn't have a time or place. It just is.
Wow. That's
a lot. Deep.
That's true.
Yep. All right. What else have you got?
James Madden points out, we are losing our future doctors, military leaders, and presidents. I would like to go back in time and meet the gentleman who came up with the idea for assault weapons and give him a good swift kick in the pants. And Rusty Mace is just like Israel had to, what they had to do to protect children from terrorists. We have to protect ours from the mentally ill.
Yep. All right. So that's number nine. Number 10 is the Jubilee celebration from the Queen. Very cool. A lot of things going on. So thank you, ladies, for being here to go through some of these stories, give people something to think about. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with a review of the stories, the official list from talkers that I like to go through at least once an hour so you actually have this reflective ability to know what the top 10 stories are from number 10 to number 1. Number 10 this week is the Jubilee, the Queen's Jubilee. Number 9, social media and the overview of the Depp Heard verdict on social media. Race relations, that is immigration relations. Number 8, the situation with abortions in our country and that business being brought up again by Roe v. Wade. Number 6, the ad nauseum focus on January 6th, number 5, the election, the primaries that we're going through, more focus on that. Hopefully get more people to vote. The Russians and the Ukrainians in that war, number 4, updates on COVID-19, who's getting it, and what about shots for youngsters? That's number 3. The economy is number 2, and all the shootings, number 1 this week from Talkers Magazine.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. A treatment option for chronic pain resulting from diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or DPN, has recently been FDA approved. Dr. Eric Grigsby, a board-certified pain physician in Napa, California, has the details.
DPN can be caused by high blood sugar, which can lead to nerve damage, resulting in pain. Other risk factors include cardiovascular disease, older age, drinking alcohol, and cigarette smoking.
But there are treatment options for people with DPN.
Medications may help some patients with pain relief, and others may want to consider spinal cord stimulation. This technology delivers mild electrical impulses to the spinal cord that disrupt pain signals. Medtronic spinal cord stimulators were recently approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic pain associated with DPN. This therapy is not for everyone, and patients should talk to their doctor to learn more.
Spinal cord stimulation involves risks. To learn more, go to medtronic.com/DPN.
On the people list from Talkers, you can find these lists at talkers.com every week and also at dougstephan.com. Go to number 10 and you'll find Johnny Depp and Amber Heard tied for that number 10th position. Number 9 is the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. Number 8, Michael Sussman. Number 7, Stacey Abrams. Number 6, Dr. Oz. Number 5, Donald Trump. Number 4, Vladimir Putin. Number 3, Elon Musk. A little flat this week with his employees, among other things. He's got lots of things going on, and so he makes the position number 3 this week. Number 2 is Janet Yellen. I made a mistake, basically, is what she said. And number 1 is Joe Biden. More than anything else this week, I guess he's in the spotlight because of what he said about the mass shootings. Looking for inspiration and leadership. There it is. Okay, so you got our leadership when it comes to reviewing what's going on in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Cybercrime is way up, and not surprisingly, so is online shopping. So how can you stay safe while shopping online? Visa customers can have peace of mind knowing there's not only zero liability purchase protection, but the company has also made several investments over the years into keeping you and your data safe. I caught up with Michael Jabara, VP and Head of Global Fraud Services at Visa.
First is around our people and having that tremendous and deep expertise of 800 of the best cybersecurity experts in the world, and taking that cross-disciplinary approach between cyber fraud risk and data science and patching it up all together. You have our technical and technology capabilities that are using the latest in AI ML and allowing us to be much more proactive and faster to respond than we would be otherwise.
For more info, visit visa.com/security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal expert. Legal, I say legal beagle. Where did that term come from? Do you know? Legal
beagle. I think it was
beagle?
A playoff of legal eagle to kind of soften it.
Yeah. Okay, well, it doesn't soften it. And frankly. Okay. So the biggest legal story, number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers, is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. So from your perspective, people say, wow, the jury did something different there. Well, it was a two-sided coin, right? Because it was one suing the other one, yada, yada. So what do you make legally? Is there something here that can be appealed? How do you think it all shakes out?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked about it, because in all of the stories and coverage that I've seen, there's been one very, very important aspect of it that I haven't seen discussed anywhere, because you're looking at Johnny Depp being the jury, and they were, as you indicated, there were counterclaims. She was saying that he had abused her. He was saying she abused him, and then each one was accusing the other of defamation.
Mm-hmm.
But he was awarded five times more money than she was. So I think the implication people have is that the seriousness of his claims were more than hers. But that really isn't how the damages work. All that happens is the jury decided that both of them had defamed. And the interesting aspect of her accusation against Depp and his lawyer who spoke on his behalf was saying that she was a liar and that he had never abused her. These actually are the basis for claims against victims of Bill Cosby. So when you get into the money awarded, it has nothing to do with who abused the other more. It is entirely a matter of what money did they lose. And quite frankly, the career of Amber Heard wasn't as significant as the career of Johnny Depp. And so the jury awarded him far more money, saying it harmed him monetarily. But they weren't saying that she was wrong and he was right. They were both saying, which pretty much was what one of the witnesses who had been a psychological counselor for them said, they're mutual abusers. So I think as much as she was demonized by much of social media in this trial, the verdict didn't say that she was any worse than he was.
Yeah. Let's talk about the number one item this week on the story list from talkers at the countdown, the mass shootings. Joe Biden says enough is enough on gun violence. Action. Why? I guess the question for most people, or many people, is why do we need more action? Why aren't we enforcing the laws that have been passed? And under the circumstances, you look at, by the way, I looked this up. There have been 24 mass shootings in America since the first of the year. 24,
yeah,
where more than, yeah, four people were killed.
It is a national disgrace, but it's both ways. And you indicated, let's enforce these the laws that we have on the books. But the laws we have on the books are not adequate. And really, one of the biggest that we don't have, that we did have, was the banning of assault weapons. The banning of assault weapons shouldn't be considered any kind of a violation of anyone's Second Amendment right. You know, you have the right to a gun to defend yourself. No, you don't need an assault weapon that can take down, you know, 40 people at a whack with one clip. And we did have an assault weapon ban, but when it went in, it was due to sunset. Certain laws are in for a certain period, and then they automatically go out. Often this is done with tax laws. There's really no reason for this to have been done with an assault weapon ban. Having an assault weapon ban would help a lot. Florida has a red flag law, and that was something the president was referring to the other night. And Florida's red flag law actually works fairly well, where they identify people who are dangerous and shouldn't have guns, and a hearing is had, and their guns can be taken away. We also, there have been professors who have been doing some real research on who commits these mass crimes. And there are telltale signs. And, you know, often it's been accused of the Republicans that they're making, you know, a poor issue out of it, saying it's a mental health issue. It's a lot of things, and it is a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we do need to be able to have the kind of healthcare system that is going to identify these people and deal with it. So I agree with you. We need to enforce the laws we have on the books, but we do need to expand it. It is truly a national disgrace. When kids are afraid to go to school, shame on every politician and every voter who doesn't demand that something be done.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor of law at Bentley University, here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Yet another bloody weekend, this time in Philadelphia, where gunfire killed 3 people and wounded at least 11 others in a popular entertainment district. Patrol officers heard multiple shots and found several people with gunshot wounds lying on the sidewalk and in the street. One officer saw someone shooting into a crowd and fired, and police believe that man was struck before he dropped his gun and fled. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says the gun violence has to stop.
It's unacceptable. It's beyond unacceptable. And we're still using every resource available to get to the bottom of what occurred, not just out there last night, but behind this gun violence in the city, period.
Outlaw says a 34-year-old man, a 27-year-old woman, and a 22-year-old man died. 2 of them, many other shooting victims who ranged in age from 17 to 69, are believed to have been innocent bystanders. Russia took aim at Western military supplies for Ukraine by launching airstrikes on Kyiv, claiming it destroyed tanks donated from abroad. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin warning any Western deliveries of long-range rocket systems would prompt Moscow to hit objects that haven't yet been struck. Dire predictions about the U.S. economy being downplayed by President Biden.
In response to Tesla CEO Elon Musk saying he has a super bad feeling about the economy and is considering layoffs, the president pointed to another U.S. carmaker.
Ford is increasing their investment overwhelmingly.
And he said other investments are being made.
Intel is adding 20,000 new jobs for making computer chips.
Nevertheless, companies from Walmart to Delta Airlines have recently warned how inflation is eating into their profits. And the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase said he's preparing for a possible economic hurricane. Greg Clugston, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DINOVITE.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Go to puretalk.com, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF.
Conservationists are working to bring the critically endangered Bali myna back from the brink of extinction with the help of unlikely allies, bird breeders and sellers in Indonesia.
Endemic to Bali, the myna has been prized for its striking white plumage and song. But the bird's capture for sale coupled with habitat loss led to the myna becoming critically endangered, and by 2001 only about 6 were living in the wild, though there were thousands in cages around the world. Now conservationists see bird breeders as key to bringing the myna back. Breeders are allowed 20% of the offspring for private sale, while the remaining birds are released into a protected national park in Bali. Monitoring is needed to ensure success, but the model could be replicated for other endangered birds. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you can always check out the latest breaking news and analysis. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The French Open men's final held little suspense as the all-time leader in Grand Slam titles wins in straight sets.
Rafael Nadal has captured his 22nd Grand Slam title and 14th French Open championship, whipping Casper Ruud 6-3, 6-3, 6-love. At 36, Nadal is the oldest title winner in the history of the event. But Nadal said his painful left foot was numbed by multiple injections to two nerves during the tournament.
Roland Garros is Roland Garros. Everybody knows how much means to me this tournament, so I wanted to keep trying and to give myself a chance here, and that was the only way to give myself a chance here.
Ruud had a 3-1 lead in the second set and didn't win another game. I'm Dave Ferry.
Billy Horschel wins the Memorial at Muirfield Village by 4 shots over Aaron Wise. Jerry Kelly wins the PGA Tour Champions Principal Charity Classic. This is townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
To get started.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air right now at 7 past the hour. Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen to do what we do every week at this time, and that is go through the stories the talkers has gleaned from listening to lots of talk radio programs, talk to hosts, and understanding what's going on in this fabulous medium called News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison has been doing it for decades. We've been doing this program for decades. We highlight it with the top 10 stories, the list of the stories, and the people as we begin every hour of this in that way. So let's do the list and see how much different it is this week, Michael, from last week.
It's always a little different. It's always a little the same. It's amazing how that works. Overlapping moments in time. At number 10, we have a tie between two very powerful celebrity gossip stories. One is Queen Elizabeth II's Jubilee. Yes, she is a celebrity in addition to being the head of state. That's a very strange set of circumstances. And that's tied with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. We hadn't had that case on the survey during its course, but the verdict was handed down, and that squeezed it into the top 10 on News Talk Radio. Number 9, social media. Just the whole general scope of things. Social media is always on the survey. It's at number 9. We have a tie at number 8 between race relations and immigration. Number 7, abortion rights. Number 6, the January 6th committee. And that's tied with a whole slew of Donald Trump activities. Can't keep up with all of them. Number 5, partisan politics and elections. Number 4, the Russia-Ukraine war. And that's tied with U.S. foreign relations. We have at number 3, COVID-19. At number 2, the economy, the national mood, and Elon Musk and his brouhaha with his Tesla employees. That's all at number 2. And the mass shootings are preoccupying the nation at number 1. On the People Survey, we have Johnny Depp and Amber Heard at 10, Queen Elizabeth II at 9, John Durham and Michael Sussman at 8, Stacey Abrams at 7, Dr. Mehmet Oz at 6. We'll let Georgia politics. Number 5, Donald Trump, as mentioned earlier, Vladimir Putin at 4, Elon Musk at 3, Janet Yellen at 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Kind of a week in which stories overlapped each other, and it's generally confusing.
Oh, you didn't do the story about the surfers?
Everybody's gone
surfing. Surfing USA. All right. So, taking these things apart, I was trying to earlier, because we know we do a companion hour called the Talk Radio Review with some talk hosts that I'm associated with, and I was looking at all of these things. We spent a whole lot of time on the mass shooting, the number one item of the week, and actually going through. Do you know how many mass shootings there have been in America since the beginning of the year? Take a guess.
I can't, but I know it's more than you would imagine. How many?
24.
That's scary.
Where at least 4 people have died in a shootout. And then we started talking about violence and the violent nature of humanity and all of the things that create violence. And do you have to have a gun to be violent? No. There are a lot of people who are violent driving a car or with a knife.
That's the old thing. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. But the other side of that is we have a cultural fascination with guns. That that weird psychological thing about guns might enhance or amplify the urge for some people to go on killing sprees. Don't know. Those are the two core points that are at odds.
We have a thing with do we have a thing with violence? Do we have a thing about what is the? Do you remember? Have you seen the George Carlin HBO special, The Story of His Life? Not his specials, but there's a great overview of somebody who culturally meant a lot to people our age. Would you agree that George Carlin was one of the most important commentators from when we were younger in our 60s through the 70s through the 80s?
No question.
So as he, I'm looking back at some of the stuff he said in the 70s and the 80s and how appropriate it is to today.
Yeah.
You know, you just... Whatever has been going on has been going on and on and on. He talks about war, and he talks about big business, and he talks about, you know, people and the fact that we are mere like ants in an anthill. The earth will survive well and we'll be gone. And, you know, you wonder how it is that we have, you know, all these people, can they all survive together? That's part of the thing that when I talk about war and stuff on my programs, you know, people want to be in power or in control. And what happens with that? Somebody else is going to come along and want to knock you off. Is that just part of we all think we're pretty, you know, I'd like to think I was pretty stable and pretty smart. But are we really? I mean, any of us, when you consider we live in this circumstance, this cocoon of violence, like we want to knock ourselves out, like we want to end ourselves, like we want to destroy ourselves.
We do have a death wish as a species. It's really scary when you think about it. But we are a violent species, Homo sapiens. We kill for sport as well as for survival. And that's not something that a lot of other animals do. So that alone tells you our nature. But we human beings are trapped. We found the enemy and it is us. We're trapped within this complex thing called human nature. And once you understand human nature, it tends to make you understand why people sort of identify themselves by certain political philosophies. It's based on our interpretation of human nature. And human nature is not the easiest thing to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things we are dealing more and more as the list expands or things happen when you feel like we've got to add, like, number 10 this week is the Jubilee for the Queen and the results of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which is one of the kookiest things. They're both guilty. Yeah. When was the last time there was a trial and one party is accusing another party of something and the verdict is you're both guilty?
There was a countersuit going on. I mean, that's why we have countersuits, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue you for blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm going to sue you. And look, but... You know, isn't it true that there are two sides to every story? Of course, not
sure.
All the time, but that's basically a truth that we have to consider, and especially in marital disputes. Very seldom is one party you know, totally guilty and the other one completely
exactly.
a victim. It does exist.
True to tango.
Right. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, normal relationships as opposed to, you know, somebody shooting somebody, you know, there are all kinds of whack jobs out there. And people go into relationships of the heart without using their brain. That's one of the biggest problems. You know, I mean, when you go into a marriage and you're getting involved for life with that thing we just talked about before, that deep, dark, mysterious creature known as another Homo sapiens, well, you better be ready for anything. Mm-hmm. Any encounter with another human being is flirting with danger.
We don't give each other enough credit for
being menacing. Go ahead.
One of the things that you've done to help my career on the radio, you've always had great suggestions over the years, and one of them was for me to do a farm show. And we do the American Family Farmer. And so I was just thinking, there is a connection, there's a tie-in with the discussion we're having now about death and what it is that we do we have a death wish. And one of the things I came across this week, the leading cause of death in America isn't guns, it isn't car crashes, it isn't drug overdoses, it's food. People dig their graves according to what they eat. Whether it's too much ice cream, too much hamburger, or whatever it is that we put into our bodies, look at how many people are dying every day because they're obese, they have diabetes, that sort of thing. It's a really, I mean, think about that as a different way of approaching this discussion of death, mass death.
Certainly the health issues, the health care issues, the finances attached to it in the system, really comes down to two schools of thought. One is fix it after it happens, and the other is prevention. Preventive medicine, preventive health measures really is the answer. I mean, you're touching on something very important. I, for one, think if we suddenly made it socially irresponsible to give children sugar.
Yeah.
Don't give them sugar. Don't.
No birthday cake.
No birthday cakes, no ice cream. I mean, with all due respect to the birthday cake and ice cream industries, giving children, giving babies sugar, candy, ice cream, cake, all of these things, and developing a taste for that, we may as well have a cigarette. Hey, have some cocaine. Have some pot. It's a drug that they become addicted to, don't even realize why we have such this thing called a sweet tooth, and that's the main core of our problem. We like to eat crap.
Yeah. Because it tastes good.
But we develop a taste for it. We have to teach our children not to develop a taste for that. We have to reapproach that one aspect of how we teach the next generation. But come on, you got to teach the current generation before you do that. I mean, look at what people eat. Look at the poison that people eat regularly. It's frightening.
Well, it's part of what we're sold as a culture. We are, you talk about being doomed, and I don't mean to make this listen to the show this week. But, you know, drugs and the things that we are being told legitimately, you can't use marijuana, but you can have all these other drugs that are produced by Pfizer and Moderna and whoever else is out there selling us drugs that are just as bad, but they're legal, as the drugs they say are illegal. And yet, I can tell you from personal experience, all the drug companies are trying to buy up all the marijuana producers. I tell you, that's going on right now. All right, we continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Social media is number 9 this week, and I was thinking about how to approach this with you, thinking about the unlimited access that we have to news. On social media, there is no talk, but is there, when you look at all of the things, you hear talk radio programs always referring to what's on Twitter, we have what's on Facebook, what's on Instagram, And that becomes part of the conversation on the air rather than phone calls. So there's almost unlimited exposure if you're running a pretty good radio program that asks questions and gets people to think. You're going to get a lot of response, right? Isn't that what's going on? Now, do you think that that's an important ingredient in a good talk radio program?
I think social media is an important ingredient in any business. So certainly a communications business like talk radio. Of course, it's a major component in the process. But social media, one of the big myths, you know, we still linger in the past. We think of social media as an alternative, as an underground, mm-hmm. as a secondary venue to mainstream media. But no, social media is an arm of mainstream media. Social media is the norm. Social media is mainstream media. That's something we don't have. We haven't fully digested that reality.
Well, thinking about the reality of the news media, so-called news media, the social media, for me, what I look at, it's fascinating because it looks like they're all trying to jump down the rabbit hole to the lowest common denominator, which is outrage and fear. That's kind of what, you know, once in a while...
That's because they're obsessed with clicks and pops and looks and listens and ratings and, you know, everything is clickbait. When you're overly concerned with ratings for their own sake, and think there's only one way to do it through outrage, you know, through red meat, well, then you're going to take the rabbit hole down to the lowest common denominator. Ratings and attention can be garnered by going for the highest common denominator, but you don't even hear that term in the lexicon.
Yeah, how
because
so?
Intelligence is a big market. The intelligent and the good are underserved in America.
They sure are. Then you're sort of underscoring what I said about the race to the bottom. So
yes.
Here we have guys like John Tesh, who does basically it's a talk show with music, but his business, his whole theme is to bring people interesting information that has nothing to do with anything except how to make your life better, right? That's kind of what it is.
Well, that's his shtick.
It's a shtick, right?
Whether he accomplishes that is another issue, but yes, that's what he says he does.
Mm-hmm. So he's not racing to the bottom, though. He's doing what other people do, trying to get ratings and sell advertising. But he took a different approach.
He's packaging the idea that intelligence is important. So you're intelligent because I'm telling you that 20% of the public is eating the wrong food.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's probably more than that. Yeah. Right, exactly.
And then, in other words, it's a package. I don't mean to be disparage him.
No, he's a good guy.
Just because you say you do something doesn't mean you're really doing it.
Mm-hmm. So then how do we know? Are we developing people who are more critical thinkers, or are they, because of what I've just described as what seems to be the race to the bottom with social media and news media, are we creating a bunch of dolts instead of people?
I think that rhetorical question is the answer. That's the question that we should be exploring. I don't have the answer to it, but that is the question.
But there must be an algorithm for it somewhere, Michael.
Yeah, well, algorithms are nothing more than dumb in, dumb out. I mean, you know, the algorithms don't come from God. They come from manipulating people, putting code into computers.
There you go. All right, more coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Andy Solomon.
a treatment option for chronic pain resulting from diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or DPN, has recently been FDA approved. Dr. Eric Grigsby, a board-certified pain physician in Napa, California, has the details.
DPN can be caused by high blood sugar, which can lead to nerve damage, resulting in pain. Other risk factors include cardiovascular disease, older age, drinking alcohol, and cigarette smoking.
But there are treatment options for people with DPN.
Medications may help some patients with pain relief, and others may want to consider spinal cord stimulation. This technology delivers mild electrical impulses to the spinal cord that disrupt pain signals. Medtronic spinal cord stimulators were recently approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic pain associated with DPN. This therapy is not for everyone, and patients should talk to their doctor to learn more.
Spinal cord stimulation involves risks. To learn more, go to Medtronic.com/DPN.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta Spring Water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Four past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an inspiration for those who are big, would we call them rabid fans? Rabid? Maybe it's a little bit too much, but people who are really excited about listening to good talk radio shows. And then we get into the definition of what is a good talk radio program. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, Talkers Magazine. We've gone through some of the stories in the People List. I'm Doug Steffen here to sort of cajole Michael into getting out more from him than he wants to give.
Is that the way it feels?
Well, sometimes. Anyway, it's okay. No, I think that there is. You have so much knowledge and experience. I mean, I've been around for a long time, too. I have specific knowledge and experience that pertains to me, my career, what I've done on the radio. You, however, had the experience of knowing all of these people that are a part of the business, knowing all of the stations that are a part of the business, knowing how the business runs, and so that all packages up together to a pretty interesting experience that you can talk about. And that's, again, what people want to hear are good stories. And, man, you got plenty of them from going to these conventions.
Yeah. If I had the time, I would write a book. That's the one thing I haven't done yet. Everyone says, write a book, write a book.
Yep.
I don't have the time to. I don't want to write a book unless it's a good book. I don't want to write a book unless it's original and has a different angle than most books. And, frankly, I don't have the time to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I have the ability to do it. But you say I'm an interesting person and that you want to get more out of me. One of the things that I try to regulate in terms of my own talent, if you will, is not to be bloviating, you know what.
Expert. Commentator.
Expert. Yeah, I don't want to talk too much. I think that we all talk too much. As a matter of fact.
How do you do a talk show if you don't talk?
That's the point. The point is you have to know when to talk and when not to talk. We have to be good listeners as well. Mm-hmm. It's not
that's
easy
what makes
to
a good talk
this.
Show host is being a listener. I'll remember, and you can too, both radio and television personalities they'd ask a question and they wouldn't listen to the answer. They had the next question written down. And in the answer to the first question was the answer to the second question, but they didn't hear because they weren't listening, so they asked the second question, and the person who's answering the questions, if he or she is perceptive, will nicely say, well, as I was saying, yada, yada,
right.
yada.
Oh, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
The key
right.
to being a good interviewer is to be able to pivot away from your next question and have what's known as the follow-up. I have a little joke I always say, you know, welcome to the Michael Harrison Gardening Show. Today, our guest is one of the leading experts on how to grow cucumbers in your garden, Joe Blow. So, Joe, what are the latest techniques in growing cucumbers? Michael, I don't want to talk about cucumbers right now because there's an asteroid about to hit the Earth in about 10 minutes, and it's going to blow us to smithereens. Very interesting. And how about tomatoes? Do you think that
the best way to grow cucumbers, by the way, is put carrots beside them. That's how you
I had to ask you, right, of course, Mr. Agriculture.
Yeah.
But you hear it all the time that the person is too prepared and too rigid. You've got to be able to go in a different direction if the circumstances of the conversation warrant it.
People will say to me when they, you know, I'll do an interview for maybe the farm show or sometimes for the Good Day program, and they want to know what I'm going to ask them. And I say, I don't know what I'm going to ask you. I won't. I don't. If you have to have a list of questions to come on the program, forget it. Because I don't know what I'm going to ask. You're an expert in this field. You should be able to answer the questions. So when we get started, I'll think about, as I'm talking to you, you know, what do I want to know? But I'm not going to tell you ahead of time because I don't know ahead of time what I want to ask.
But even telling ahead of time changes the nature of the conversation.
Of course it does.
You want to hear what the person is thinking on the top of their head. What is their natural response? We get that a lot at the convention. There are a lot of people, what are they going to ask me? You know, or worse yet, I'm calling on behalf of my boss. He or she wants to know what questions are they going to ask on the panel.
Who knows?
You're the CEO of a big company. You should not be afraid that somebody's going to ask you a tough question. And one of the things a lot of people just don't have the ability to say as part of their answer is one of the most honest and well-received answers of all, and they're afraid to say it. It's, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
That's what you say when you're in court and somebody, a lawyer is asking you a question. I don't know. Amber Heard should have done a little more of that this week. Do you believe that verdict? Do you believe?
I do. I believe it because it makes sense. A pox on both houses, per the jury. Yeah. And the reason that Johnny Depp was awarded more money than Amber Heard is not because they thought he was righter than she in terms of he said, she said. It's because in a lawsuit of that nature, it comes down to how much financial damage did the situation cause, and he is a bigger moneymaker than she. Therefore, they found he deserved more money than she did, but they were both, according to the jury, equally culpable.
We were talking earlier about health and food and stuff. I would like to see, can we create a new radio format that makes us happy? All we talk about is love, sex, and food. Can we do that? Come up with a format.
Do you get samples from advertisers?
Yeah, let's hope so. Number 10, in addition to being the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict, is the story of the Queen's Jubilee. She's going to miss the service of Thanksgiving at the cathedral. 70 years she's been the queen, but she's apparently experiencing some discomfort.
She's been on the throne for 70 years.
Bada bada boom.
Go on. I didn't say anything.
No, of course you didn't. Anyway, so the queen has had the parades this week, and people love in America to talk about the monarchy. They really love her majesty. Don't they? I mean, the look at the interest those TV shows and movies have had. The Queen, The Crown, whatever other shows there are. As we do this program, there's a big celebration going on.
But as Mr. T would say, I pity the fools. I am fascinated by the royal family, but I also pity them. They're born into a life of being Disneyland figures.
Yeah. Yeah, and look at what toll it's taken. Unless you've got the chutzpah that William did to marry Meghan Markle and to take a leave of his duties, quote-unquote, move to America and raise your family the way you want to, listen, that takes a lot of balsam, too, it seems to me. Nothing less inspiring than thinking that Charles will be the next king.
Well, I mean, I really don't want to get inspiration from the royal family. I'm fascinated by them, but I find also the institution of the monarchy to be out of step with the times. And when the queen is gone, which eventually she will be, I can't see the monarchy existing anymore in modern days. No. Yeah. They're going to have to tone the damn thing down if they want to keep it as a functioning part of the unwritten rules of how they govern the country. That's really what it comes down to. It keeps the politicians at bay that there is this higher order of power that really has no power. It's a fascinating... Oh, I wish we had hours to talk about this.
$64 million a year budgeted for the Queen.
There's a reason for it. But it's not like they're stupid and they love the Queen. There is a whole psychological...
Right, they're hanging on to something.
Yeah.
That's a very astute observation. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I have a reminder from the folks at Calitrin about how you see yourself. When you get up in the morning or you go to bed at night and you're naked and you stand in front of a mirror, do you like what you see? Right? That's for you. Think about it.
Standing in front of the mirror and you're naked? My God, that's a nightmare.
Well, so why did you do something about it then?
Get rid of the mirror.
Of course. That's it. Throw that mirror out. That's the way to fix the problem.
Get a new mirror. That's what people do.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
one of those mirrors from the circus that shows you in a different form.
Go on.
Anyway, years from now, if you are not happy with the way you look at the moment, you're going to be less happy if you don't do something about it. So don't disappoint yourself. After all, you need to be your own caretaker. And if you have that extra weight that's hurting your heart, hurting your lungs, hurting your joints, Calitrin is there to help. Calotrin, the all-natural way, the number one choice for all healthy weight loss ideas. 25 years in the business. The doctor and his wife, who was a nurse, and a couple of other folks put this together, this formula together, being used by millions of people around the globe. It's the ingredients are simple, straightforward, all natural, and by the way, guaranteed to keep the weight off or you get your money back. I like it because it keeps the weight off. There's a lot of ways of losing weight, but this is the way to keep it off. So go to toploss.com, satisfy yourself with all the information that's there. You can talk to a dedicated counselor, at toploss.com. You can do a little chat with them, find out more about the product line. And unlimited, this is the last weekend, if you will, of the Memorial Day special. You buy at least three and get an equal number, as many as you want. 30, you get 30 free, all that stuff. It's really an amazing formula, amazing company with amazing results. Get them to help yourself live long and prosper. How about that from a movie? Take your cue from me. I've done this myself. I like what it does for me. It'll help you, too. You'll like it. Go to toploss.com. I use the Doug Steffen code to check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you'll also have the exposure to this great unlimited offer right now at toploss.com. On the people list from Talkers, you can find these lists at talkers.com every week and also at dougsteffen.com. Go to number 10 and you'll find Johnny Depp and Amber Heard tied for that number 10th position. Number 9 is the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. Number 8, Michael Sussman. Number 7, Stacey Abrams. Number 6, Dr. Oz. Number 5, Donald Trump. Number 4, Vladimir Putin. Number 3, Elon Musk. A little flap this week with his employees, among other things. He's got lots of things going on, and so he makes the position number 3 this week. Number 2 is Janet Yellen. I made a mistake, basically, is what she said. And number 1 is Joe Biden. More than anything else this week, I guess he's in the spotlight because of what he said about the mass shootings. Looking for inspiration and leadership. There it is. Okay, so you got our leadership when it comes to reviewing what's going on in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153.
That's 800-846-2153.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories, the official list from talkers that I like to go through at least once an hour, so you actually have this reflective ability to know what the top 10 stories are from number 10 to number 1. Number 10 this week is the Jubilee, the Queen's Jubilee. Number 9, social media and the overview of the Depp Heard verdict on social media. Race relations, that is immigration relations. Number 8, the situation with abortions in our country and that business being brought up again by Roe v. Wade. Number 6, the ad nauseum focus on January 6th. Number 5, the election, the primaries that we're going through, more focus on that, hopefully to get more people to vote. The Russians and the Ukrainians in that war. Number 4, updates on COVID-19, who's getting it, and what about shots for youngsters. That's number 3. The economy is number 2, and all the shootings. Number 1 this week from Talkers Magazine. All right, so of all of the things that we've talked about this week, I think under the circumstances, I look around and I see Dr. Oz's name, and I wonder, what is this? Why does this guy want to be a senator after all the success he's had on television?
Maybe he's just a megalomaniacal egotist.
Or
maybe
does he really want
to
help?
He wants to, or maybe he wants to make a difference in this world and give back for all the wonderful things he has received.
That's very philosophical, Michael. Thank you for that.
I want to give back. Don't you love that?
I want to give back.
I want to give back. Whenever people say, I want to give back, I wonder.
All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The talk radio world is interested in what's going on. By this time next week, you will have had the, 25th installment of the
annual Talkers Conference, right? 25 in a row.
So and who comes? What do we do? I mean, I say this for the audience, even though the audience to this program is this is a core group of people. I have always maintained over the years that we've done this program, Michael, that people who are listening to this program not only interested in the issues, but the hosts and what goes on behind the scenes and the things. And because this convention has taken place every year for 25 years, and talk has been around longer than that, the idea of all of us who do this for a living getting together and hashing out what the business is about. What do you think when people read in Talkers magazine at talkers.com about this stuff? I'm sure you can feel. I mean, I'm interested to know what people think. And by the way, it's at Hofstra University in New York, which is quite an interesting venue. You went there, right? You went to Hofstra.
Yeah, I graduated from Hofstra, and I'm a charter member of their Radio Hall of Fame, and I'm on the Dean's Advisory Board in their communication department, so in their School of Communication. So I'm deeply connected with Hofstra. Don't want this to sound like a commercial for the event because it's sold out and it's closed to the public. So this is not, don't go running to Hofstra, folks, to go to this.
But you will put the thing up online at Talkers.
It'll be after the fact, fact. It won't be live, but what we try to do, of course, it's all, you know, technological, hope nothing goes wrong. But what we do every year is we record the sessions. Of course, a lot of the action takes place in the hallways, you know, on the sessions. But the sessions are all recorded. And for people that listen to this program, it's really an insider's delight because you get to see what the talk radio people, the people who are the hosts, the people who are the producers, the owners of stations, the general managers, the networks, people from every end of the talk media industry, not just radio, but TV and podcasting as well, what the current issues are and what the different points of view within the industry happen to be. And because talk radio is so involved in the fabric of day-to-day life in America, it kind of reflects where we're at culturally beyond just the business of this medium. You can't be in the business of this medium without being in the business of America and its people. So it's a tremendously impactful gathering. It has consequences that ripple out into all other parts of American life because the people at this meeting are extremely influential. They're thought leaders. They're captains of communications industries. And it's an amazing thing. This is a 25th annual one, but you know we had six of them before this that had a different name and a different orientation. So we're actually past 30 national conventions with talkers.
We used to have a group, the talk radio hosts group, that was the precursor, I suppose, in a manner of speaking of this. And some of the real characters in the early days of talk radio becoming as significant as it is.
Great days.
They were great. The shows that were, and I don't mean to go down memory lane here, because I think it's better for us to pay attention to the people that are going to be an important part of this, who are an important part of the media. Jeff Katz, for example, who is somebody who's been around. He's sort of settled in to WRVA in Richmond, so he's now great. He's always been kind of a character wherever he was. I remember when he was on RKO in Boston. And he was a
bad boy, and he's become a good boy. He's receiving this bad boy that used to be controversial and cause all kinds of problem, is receiving at this convention the Humanitarian of the Year award. Larry Young, who we talked about a couple of weeks ago on his program, is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. Mandy Connell, out in Denver, is getting the Woman of the Year Award. And the person who is currently under arrest and facing charges, a trial with the FBI wants to put him away for 20 years, Ian Freeman of Free Talk Live, is getting the Freedom of Speech Award.
And you know, people, the memory of going back to when G. Gordon Liddy got the Freedom of Speech Award. Why did you give it to him?
You and I didn't talk for over 2 years as a result of that.
I know, that was a tough time. But there are other characters who you need to be a character, I think, to be a part of this business, and that's kind of what we salute here. So you'll be able to watch
the business. You and I are not characters. We're so normal and boring.
I know. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so you'll check it out at talkers.com along with a weekly list of the stories and the people. You can follow the convention there as well. The Talk Radio Cast.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another week of less than stellar polling numbers.
President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval of 40%, and he earned a monthly job approval of 42% in May, unchanged from April. That's 56% disapproving of his performance in May, also unchanged from April. And the 2022 midterm elections are now less than 160 days away, and Republicans have an 8-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. Ken Lorman reporting.
Meanwhile, Congress is considering a huge pay increase for federal employees, but Rasmussen found a plurality of Americans think government workers are already better off than their private sector counterparts. In Philadelphia this weekend, gunfire killed 3 people, wounded at least 11 others in a popular entertainment district. One officer saw a man shooting into a crowd, fired, and police believe that man was struck before he dropped his gun and fled. Multiple gunmen opened fire near a Chattanooga, Tennessee business over the weekend, killing 2 people, injuring 14 others. A third person died after being hit by a car by someone trying to flee the chaos. A manhunt is underway for the shooters. A lot of local governments said no thanks to federal COVID relief funds.
In all, $350 billion in federal coronavirus relief funds were available for all local governments to help shore up finances, cover pandemic-related costs, and invest in community projects. Officials in nearly 1,500 localities, however, declined the funds, leaving some $73 million unspent. The Treasury Department says it's working to simplify the application process to encourage participation. George Williams reporting.
The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season headed toward Bermuda. Alex reached tropical storm force after strengthening off Florida's east coast early Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An official survey shows Chinese manufacturing activity started to rebound in May after the government eased antivirus restrictions that shut down Shanghai and other industrial centers.
The monthly Purchasing Managers Index of the National Statistics Agency and an industry group improved to 49.6 from April's 47.4 on a 100-point scale. Numbers below 50 show activity contracting. New orders, exports, and employment all improved. More businesses in Shanghai, China's most populous city, are being allowed to reopen after outbreaks were deemed to be under control.
Jeremy House reporting. Other industrial centers, including Shenzhen in the south and Chengkong in the northeast, also were temporarily shut down, disrupting manufacturing and trade. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An inaugural cup race ends with a duel to the finish.
Joey Logano and Kyle Busch battled lap after lap for the lead in the final laps of the NASCAR race at Worldwide Technology Raceway near St. Louis. But on the final restart, Busch took the high line and Logano went low. They crossed over once again, swapped positions, and Logano went deep into turn four, leaving Kyle Busch settling for second. Following them to the finish line was Kurt Busch, who finished third as he tried to push his younger brother to the win. Ryan Blaney was fourth as Eric Almirola rounded out the top five. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Will Power closed the Belle Isle era in Michigan, taking the checkered flag at the final Detroit Grand Prix on the Island Park to reclaim the IndyCar points lead. Power held off Alexander Rossi in the closing laps to earn his first win of the season. The race will return to its original downtown street course layout in 2023. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
That's finger-licking good. Prices and product availability may vary.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
End of the week means it's time for us to spend an hour talking about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week, as analyzed by the folks in the Doug Steffen Good Day program and Jennifer Horn, who does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, here to go through the top 10 stories, top 10 people list, so we can glean from what's new and what isn't new. And I guess as we look at the list here, ladies, number one on the list is the mass shootings, the continuing again and again and again and again. The Tulsa mass shooting wasn't as bad as some had feared, but yet the analysis of it would, in my mind, make it worse. The whole thing. And so now,
bad for the four people who were affected.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Is it less scary that the Tulsa shooting was targeted, that was specific, whereas the one in Texas was almost random?
Random.
In a way?
Yeah. Yep.
Or any grocery stores and,
Yeah. The victims have all been identified, as you would imagine. The police say the gunman went in and killed a doctor, and the doctor was blamed. He blamed the doctor for back pain after he'd had some surgery. Who thinks like that? I mean, I understand being angry at a doctor or somebody that doesn't perform the way you'd like them to. But this guy, this patient, he goes into the hospital and just starts shooting. Shoots the doctor.
He must have been
incredibly, you think about it, and you know how many people live with pain and obviously don't take this step, right?
You're right, yeah.
But it's unbelievable that you think, okay, I hurt, so now I'm going to make everybody else hurt as well. And that's exactly what he did. His manifesto, I guess, of sorts, said that he was going to kill the doctor and anyone who got in his way. That's what he did before he killed himself.
Mm-hmm. And clearly that was his plan, to kill himself, so he wanted to take that doctor down with him. And the other doctor that died too, was she part of the surgery? I couldn't find that information. I just know that the main doctor, who was a former WNBA doctor, he was the surgeon for his surgery on the back. I didn't know where the other three victims came into play.
I'm not sure. I know one held a door, I think, for someone who was escaping, and one person lost their life for doing that. They were helping other people get out, and he shot at that person. But I don't know which one that was, whether that was the other doctor or not.
So let's look at this for a moment in terms of the number of shootings that kill multiple people and how common they have become in our country. Some of the stuff that goes on in Chicago every weekend doesn't even make the national news because it's a regular feature of American life. It doesn't happen in Tulsa, so maybe that's why it got the attention that it did. And then the substance of what happened with the children in Texas, that's another special incident, I suppose. But there
sadly,
are some...
You know, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but sadly, and this is something, these things get politicized over and over again. The right will do it if it's an illegal immigrant who walks in and starts shooting, or, you know, if there's some narrative that meets it. The left, which we've seen over the last couple of weeks, will go in and say, well, this is a white supremacist who went in and started shooting. And what gets lost are real common sense things that we need to start doing as a society really fast. I mean, it becomes really easy and I think almost cheap to just say, it's the gun. And guns don't walk in there and shoot themselves. You also have millions of people in the country who play violent video games and who own weapons who don't do this kind of stuff. So what is it? Where's the breaking point? And I don't know if you guys heard, but in California this week, they voted on this 2 days. Well, actually, it was last week. After Uvalde, so 2 days after. So we're talking about last Thursday. The California Senate now made a law, because of equity reasons, to not require students to report threats to the campus. They don't even have to report to police if there is a violent attack. Like if someone gets stabbed on the campus, the school can decide whether or not to handle that themselves or bring in law enforcement. So these are things that happened after Uvalde, and people aren't realizing that we need to do more watching of people who are cutting up their face, or who are making threats on people, or who are threatening other people. We need to be watching.
Who's
going to
do
that,
Jennifer?
But that's awful.
Who's going to do it? Who's going to be responsible for that?
No one wants to be. That's the problem.
That's
is that
the point.
No one
it's
wants
bad
to
for
point
business.
Out bad behavior.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Who's going to want to apply to a college where people are getting stabbed left and right? People are not going to report this.
An organization called the Gun Violence Archive that defines a mass shooting as any in which at least four people are shot. And look at the pattern here that's happened. This so far this year, all right? Never mind back last year or the year before. This started in January in Baltimore. Remember the guy who worked for the gun violence reduction program was killed in a neighborhood with a couple of other people. It was a fourth person who was injured in, Milwaukee, January 23rd. Five men and a woman were shot to death at a neighborhood home. The police say the attack targeted specific people. Same day in Englewood, California, a shooting at a birthday party killed four people. Remember that? Two sisters. In St. Louis on January 29th, a shooting near an intersection killed three young men. February 5th in Texas, 41-year-old man murdered his mother, his stepfather, his sons, and the sons of his ex-girlfriend. Sacramento, February 28th, man shot dead his three daughters and their chaperone at a church. Fayetteville, North Carolina, March 19th, shootout at a hotel parking lot. Three people were killed and three people were wounded. Norfolk, Virginia, March 19th, same day. A couple of hours later, there was a shooting that killed three young bystanders at a bar. Sacramento, April 3rd, five shooters fired more than 100 rounds into the state capitol, killed six people there. Duluth, Minnesota, 29-year-old man said he suffered from mental illness, killed his aunt, his uncle, his cousins, and their dog. And Mountain View, Arkansas, April 21st, man kills his parents, another woman and her son, invaded another home and killed somebody else a mile down the street.
But think about this, too. People who want to cause harm...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
People who want to cause harm, they're going to do it one way or another. It doesn't have to be with guns. Look at the Boston bombing. Look at, granted, this gentleman didn't kill anybody but himself, but the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville a couple of years ago. People are going to make homemade devices. People are going to stab other people. Violence, somebody posted this in our comments on social media, that when it comes to gun violence, if you take away the gun part, violence still remains, and people are still going to be violent against each other. So it makes us think,
Look at these MMA fights where men and women get into a cage and beat the bloody crap out of somebody else to the cheers of the audience. Thousands of people betting hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's athleticism.
Oh, my God.
It's been going on.
Stamina.
You have to think about that, though. It's been going on forever, right? The Coliseum. I mean, this is part of culture. It's not my cup of tea. I love wrestling where I know that people could get really hurt, but that there's a desired outcome. Yeah. But I think that, to Jay's point, you have thousands, millions of people who consume MMA, millions of kids who play video games, millions of people who own guns. And it's the people who actually perpetuate this violence that we need to figure out how to weed out of society to get them treatment before they go nuts. We have a mental crisis in this country, and nobody wants to deal with it for the reasons that we just said. Who wants to be the one to point out, hey, that kid is weird. He just stabbed his face, and he's making these drawing violent things, and nobody wants to do that because we've been conditioned to just let people be, let them show their creative outlet. Well, where's the difference between cutting up your face and shooting someone and just being someone who's exploring? We have to figure that out. And I don't know. I fear for us because I don't think people are ready to deal with it.
We aren't. And I have asked this question before Tulsa. Last week, I think I said, because of the bloodbath down in Texas, does that represent the straw that breaks the camel's back? I don't know. I would like to think that it was. I thought it was interesting. Biden said this week, for God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? Okay. So that's a good question. That's probably one of the right questions. But then after that, what you can ask the question, but then what are you going to do? What's next?
You know, just from where I sat, Biden spoke, he addressed the nation. It was a quasi-primetime address. Everybody was laughing. Most presidents, when they do primetime, it's 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Biden was a little earlier. That's all right. He was at, I think, 4:30 our time, 7:30 on the East Coast. And he spoke passionately. And look, some of the stuff he said, I agreed with. He spoke passionately. He prayed for the victims. You know, obviously, nobody wants to see this. I know everybody likes to vilify certain political groups as people who want to see this. Nobody with a heart wants to see this.
Not at all.
But what doesn't help is when you start talking about vilifying Republicans for not acting,
it's more the same nonsense.
Constitution is not absolute, all of these things. It's like we have to figure out, working in our parameters, what we can do to make people safer. How do we do that? We don't have to divide people anymore. We're already divided.
I posted on my own personal Facebook page. I don't usually do politics, and I don't know that this is considered politics, but the question about how do we fix these problems, you fix them at the ballot box. I think that's what you do, and that's why I posted that. At any rate, the whole business of violence, Kim Kardashian this week lending her voice to the fight and allowing the incarcerated father of one of the shooting victims to be granted a temporary release to attend the funeral, 10-year-old Elana Cruz Torres, with a message, quote, her family is desperately hoping that her father, who is in jail for nonviolent drug offense, be granted temporary release so he can attend her funeral. Did you see the story about the caskets that were made for these kids?
Yeah,
by that
the guy donated
them.
Yeah, small with what they like to do.
Anyway, There are lots of stories. With the story, there are lots of other stories as that continues. All right, we spent all this time on number one. We get to number two, and we also get to your social media comments on the events of the week on the Talk Radio Review, 18 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Andy Solomon. A treatment option for chronic pain resulting from diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or DPN, has recently been FDA approved. Dr. Eric Grigsby, a board-certified pain physician in Napa, California, has the details.
DPN can be caused by high blood sugar, which can lead to nerve damage, resulting in pain. Other risk factors include cardiovascular disease, older age, drinking alcohol, and cigarette smoking.
But there are treatment options for people with DPN.
Medications may help some patients with pain relief, and others may want to consider spinal cord stimulation. This technology delivers mild electrical impulses to the spinal cord that disrupt pain signals. Medtronic spinal cord stimulators were recently approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic pain associated with DPN. This therapy is not for everyone, and patients should talk to their doctor to learn more.
Spinal cord stimulation involves risks. To learn more, go to medtronic.com/DPN.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It looks like spring,
the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
I believe one of the first people to dial 911, it was a patient who was doing a video appointment with a doctor there who started hearing things, so they immediately called 911. Yeah. As soon as they heard gunshots. I mean, it was very quick. Susan Nelson chimed in. I really think there is an agenda going on with evil elites involved.
Who are the evil elites? Who do we expect? Who are the evil elites? Are you talking about politics?
There's a lot of conspiracy theories with pretty much all of the mass shootings that have been happening. There's some conspiracy theories with Texas of cartel hits. Like really? Mexican yeah. cartel hits, and none of that's proven. None of that's
it's just what people thought.
It's what people are. That's the conspiracy.
It's not out of the that there in that location. That's probably not out of
the realm
of possibility.
Here's what happened. I mean, early on, and we were all together actually. I believe when the story broke, and they were saying that this guy was being chased, and they didn't know if he was being chased from the border or you know what was going on. There was a lot of false information, and just as a point of reference, going back to this, do not do what the police department in Uvalde did. They covered up information. They told too much too soon.
Ridiculous.
They gave people inaccurate information, whether that was on purpose or not. They're in a really bad place right now. That's why Tulsa looked like they had this stellar response, because they came out, they were fast, quick acting, and then they communicated what
happened.
This is
the kind of stuff in Uvalde is what adds fuel to the defund the police stuff, because they didn't do anything. They get paid and they didn't do anything. Nothing.
Well,
zero.
Apparently they didn't get the 911 calls that this guy was still shooting inside the classroom. So they started treating it like a hostage situation, which they needed to go in and save those kids. Ugh.
Yeah. All right. David Marr, what's he say about the shootings?
He said, it's our hate-driven culture, sadly. Take the guns and other means will be used. Sadly, it's a common thing with us humans, but it's not tolerable.
We were talking about that off the air or on the air. I can't remember where we had the conversation, but yeah, there's violence everywhere, and the guns make it easier, but people use all kinds of things, bombs and knives
rocks.
Yep. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right, comments on the release of John Hinckley Jr., the would-be assassin of Ronald Reagan. This is a fascinating story this week, so what are people saying?
Yeah, the full freedom. Dan Meyer said, psychiatrists have never, quote-unquote, cured anyone. They prescribe drugs. Drugs are only effective when taken, if taken. That is a problem I have with the lack of mental institution and Hinckley's release. If he was insane, then he still is.
Well, I take exception to the fact that psychiatrists never have cured anyone. I think there's a lot of good that comes from good psychiatrists. There are two different. There's a psychologist and a psychologist. I found psychologists who don't prescribe are better, frankly, at getting at the root of problems, because they got to actually talk them through. Therapy is very, very useful if it's used and right and done by the right people. All right, Michael Shelby, what's he say?
He never should have been released in the first place. Back in 2016, he was released from the psychiatric institution into his mother's care. Trish Callum chimed in, if he was truly rehabilitated, then moving him out of psychiatric care makes sense, but total freedom is absurd. He tried to assassinate the president.
I know.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said. I mean, it's not like he just shot at the guy, the mailman. And Jim Brady suffered for the rest of his life because of that. So
he's got the press room named after him.
It's deeper here than just what's on the surface. 28 after the hour.
Calatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, It will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
With Kohl's, because with more style and more savings, this might just be the best summer yet.
Select styles. Offers end June 5th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour. This Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. We've only gotten through one. The number one story this week is the mass shootings. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles to go through these items of interest as we discuss them. Also from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner is here with me to pull some of these things apart. I actually should go through the list, which you can find at DougStephanGoodDay.com. What are we? I'm saying that like I know what I'm talking about. Jay's been working all week at figuring out how to change the handle because, you know, those of you who have listened over the years to the DJV program know Jennifer from that and her other, the 16 years that she was on the Doug Stephan Good Day with me before it became the DJV program. So I wanted her to be a part of these hours as we go forward. But we've changed so much stuff this week. I don't even know where to say. I know you can get the list, the stories, the people list at talkers.com. I know that. But I think we've changed the DJV thing to what? DougStephansGoodDay.com or something? What do we have?
Yeah, you can go to GoodDayShow.com.
Good Day Show, that's
right. The website and on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. Because
right.
Good Day Radio Show is just too many characters for Twitter to handle.
There you
Looking
go.
At you, Twitter, bing, bing, step bing. Up. Yeah. Up your game, buddy.
Yeah. Speaking of Twitter, number two this week on the story list is Elon Musk and whatever has been going on with him. And I found the most interesting thing about Elon Musk and his Tesla was the fact that Owen Wilson, the actor who lives in Santa Monica, drives a Tesla, parked his car out in front of his house one night this week, and he went out the next morning, and there were no tires on the car.
Imagine that. Yeah. Tires and the hubcaps completely gone.
Guns up.
Crime happens to everybody.
Right. Even in Santa Monica. How about that? So far, the police say no arrests have been made. The police say this is becoming more common in that area. You can't even live in Santa Monica without getting ripped off. Good heavens. All right. Anyway, at number two, the economy. I thought it was interesting. I will add this, the LeBron James officially becoming a billionaire, so the economy for basketball players is pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
thank God. I've been worried about him.
Yeah.
Right. Right? Well, he's made a lot of money. Being an NBA player is definitely a lucrative situation, but he's made a lot of money doing other things. He has a production company. He has the Nike partnership. He does this. He does that. I mean,
yep.
Good grief.
And you know
he's
what?
Busy.
He's a great contributor to humanity. He pays, what is he going to pay for the tuition of all the seniors from the high school where he went to school to go to the local community college? Isn't he paying that all that tuition? If I remember seeing that, I think a week or two ago.
There, well, he has a school, the I Promise School, for younger kids, and they all, he's not just helping the kids out, but he's helping the families. So you have to qualify to go to the school. So it's for families who do have some more hardships, and the kids go to school for free. They have, they get scholarship funds for the local community college. However, I believe it was last year, any kid who qualified and got into Kent State University, he was going to pay for them to go. Families, he has set up different things for parents who don't have high school diplomas to get their GEDs, to have different employment programs that they can be a part of, a free food pantry. He is going above and beyond to better the next generation and make sure people have a fair shot. He's definitely a beloved person in the Cleveland Akron community.
He also understands he didn't have a formal education. Actually, his mother was 16 when he was born. She didn't have a formal education either. But
he graduated from high school.
Yeah, but then formal education usually means you go to college. He didn't need to. He went to play basketball. He got smart.
Oh, yeah.
And he's invested his money wisely in all kinds of things. He's been he's attractive because he's easy to work with. He also knows the value of a buck, much as anything else. I take my hat off to the guy.
Oh, for sure. And wasn't he in the last class of NBA players who were able to be signed right out of high school? I believe now players have to go to college for at least 1 year. They have to play in college or have something. They can't come straight out of high school anymore.
Hmm. All right, number three on the story list for the countdown, COVID vaccinations for the youngest children could be as early as this month. The shots will be cleared if they are by the feds. The White House said, quote, we expect that vaccinations will begin in earnest as early as June 21st, roll out throughout that week. Food and Drug Advisors scheduled to discuss vaccinations for children 6 months to 4 years old during a meeting later on in June. Vaccines would start arriving at healthcare facilities the following weekend if they're approved, and youngsters will be able to get them after that. So what do you think if you're a parent? Now, you have, Jay, you've got a 2-year-old, going to get them vaccinated? if this
Yeah, I don't
is
know.
Approved?
I've always stood by, my husband and I have always kind of stood by whatever his pediatrician says. He's the doctor. He's the one that went to medical school. He's the one helping with researching all this stuff. We trust him. However, how I've dealt with the vaccines, the first one was pretty rough for me. The second one was absurd. I was so sick. But then when I got my third one, the booster, I don't know how I didn't end up in the hospital from it. I had just such a horrendous reaction. I had never felt so sick in my life, and I myself am not certain I'm going to go get a fourth booster.
Yeah.
Or a fourth shot, a second booster, I should say. So I kind of don't really know if I want my son to do that. My husband had not the greatest reaction. Well, he didn't have the greatest reaction from the vaccine, but also he didn't have a really good time with COVID either. It took him about a month and a half. 2 months before he even got his energy back. So I don't know. The jury's kind of out with us. We're not sure what we're going to do. We want to do some more research and talk to his doctor, but I'm not feeling as promising as I was before I had my third booster, I guess, is my answer.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Wonder how many other parents feel that way. You can reflect on it if you want by sharing some of your thoughts on our social media. Number four, the war in Ukraine. Ukraine's president acknowledging that the Russians have gained some territory and occupy about a fifth of the country at this point. So is this considered failure? I think the fact that he's held the Russians
off. They're saying that the war is just beginning, actually. There's a whole big piece in Axios this weekend because it's day 100 of the war in Ukraine. So I don't think people, you know, in some ways, as we expected it would, this is not going to go away anytime soon. This is a prolonged effort. And Vladimir Putin wasn't able to take the western part of the country, but he's now moving, and he's doing pretty well of doing what he says, which is liberating Donbass, right, from the eastern part of Ukraine.
Yeah, right.
So nobody's ready to give up, obviously, but where does the money keep coming from? I mean, I know we all want to support Ukraine. I do. But it's like $40 billion at a crack we're sending over there. And we're now facing
the rest of the countries
in
NATO doing.
Yeah, and I think they're doing some, but not as much as we do always. That's always how it goes. And we're headed very, very quickly for a recession. We've got some real economic problems here, and we can't just keep handing money over. So what's the solution? Is there even a good solution?
The question has no answer yet. It's to be determined, let's put it that way. Number five on the list, the elections, the primaries. Were there any big primaries this past week? I don't think there were. We've had a number of primaries, but the season goes until September for primaries,
right? Yeah, it
goes
into August. Yeah, our California's primary is on Tuesday, so I've been kind of just involved in that one. And it's.
You going to vote, Jennifer?
I will. And you know what I'm going to do, Jen? I'm going to do something out of the box. I'm going to actually go and show up on election day and cast my vote at a voting center. How about that?
Yes, thank you. That's the way to do it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the way to do it. The rest of this stuff is all BS. Speaking of BS, the January 6th committee is number six. What an outrage and a disgrace that we're still talking about that. And the yak still goes on. I don't even want to waste time on it. Let's go. Number seven, something I don't know what we can do or say about the Roe v. Wade thing, abortion rights, that kind of stuff. There's nothing new in that conversation. It's the same old grind over and over and over again. It's like talking about capital punishment or some of the other things that I say this all the time, that lazy hosts, when you want to take phone calls and not talk about anything of substance. I mean, not that this isn't of substance, but what's new? Zero. Nothing. Number eight. This is another thing. The immigration problem. What, the only thing that's newer is the number of people coming across the border illegally. Just by the thousands every day. I told a story earlier, Jennifer, of going to the Verizon store to get my phone changed.
Uh-oh.
And is right. Finding somebody to speak English in a Verizon store in the biggest mall in Metro West. The guy could barely speak English. And you got to know that Verizon's hiring, and supposedly they're paying $22 to $30 an hour. That's a whole different. Immigration is okay as long as the people who come. We were saying this earlier on the Good Day program, how if you're coming to this, wherever you go, not just this country, but if you're going to go to France, you speak French if you want to work there. If you're coming to America, you speak English if you want to work here. How is it that we've let it get to the point where service is, A, so bad, and we've made it easier for people not to work that can speak the language, and, B, that we have people that are in these stores or in these positions that can't speak English? I'm not, that has nothing to do with liberalism, or maybe it does, I don't know. People say, well, it sounds like you're pretty intolerant. Bull crap, I'm not intolerant. I'm just sick of trying to conduct business with people that don't speak the language and want to take my money. That's what really bugs the hell out of me. Okay, next. I'm off on that, dude. Jay, what about the social media? We had some other interesting comments that I thought maybe you ought to pass along on the Robb Elementary School shooting from some of our listeners. You have, this is more of, you know, the number one thing, but because social media is as important as it is, you know, you look at social media, check your social media, how many times a day do you go? Instead of watching television and cable news now, people go to social media because they don't have to watch all the Lipitor ads. Much as anything else, right?
And then they read one headline and they're experts.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
which is
or
they just read one opinion from Aunt Susie and they think, oh, that's everything that we need to know.
There it is.
It's exhausting, really. We're going to get right down to it, isn't it?
Because everybody has an agenda. Let's be real. Everybody has an opinion, and their opinions are always biased. It's very hard to have an opinion that's not biased on some level. That's why it's so important to get your news from multiple outlets, multiple news sources. Read the same topic, but in different articles, so that you can really piece together more of the truth without somebody pushing an opinion on you. So that way you can form your own opinion. Yeah. And when I say you, I mean, you know, universally, you, myself included, that's just one of the things that I think will help us. And it's like what you say, Doug, don't tell people what to think. Tell people how to. Teach them how to think.
Yeah. All right. So what are some of the comments that we have from listeners on the Robb Elementary School shooting?
Danielle Finch says, Putin bombed a school on May 9th. 15 teens were murdered and 20 more injured in a mass shooting in Juarez at the end of last year. Young girls are killed and kidnapped in Nigeria. And do we even discuss children laboring in the mines in China? Things happen all around the world in all ages because evil doesn't have a time or place. It just is.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's deep.
That's true.
Yep. All right. What else have you got?
James Madden points out, we are losing our future doctors, military leaders, and presidents. I would like to go back in time and meet the gentleman who came up with the idea for assault weapons and give him a good swift kick in the pants. And Rusty Mesa, just like Israel had to, what they had to do to protect children from terrorists, we have to protect ours from the mentally ill.
Yep. All right. So that's number 9. Number 10 is the Jubilee celebration from the Queen. Very cool. A lot of things going on. So thank you, ladies, for being here to go through some of these stories, give people something to think about. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories, the official list from talkers that I like to go through at least once an hour so you actually have this reflective ability to know what the top 10 stories are from number 10 to number 1. Number 10 this week is the Jubilee, the Queen's Jubilee. Number 9, social media and the overview of the Depp Heard verdict on social media. Race relations, that is immigration relations. Number 8, the situation with abortions in our country and that business being brought up again by Roe v. Wade. Number 6, the ad nauseum focus on January 6th. Number 5, the election, the primaries that we're going through, more focus on that, hopefully get more people to vote. The Russians and the Ukrainians in that war. Number 4, updates on COVID-19, who's getting it, and what about shots for youngsters? That's number 3. The economy is number 2, and all the shootings, number 1 this week from Talkers Magazine.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. A treatment option for chronic pain resulting from diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or DPN, has recently been FDA approved. Dr. Eric Grigsby, a board-certified pain physician in Napa, California, has the details.
DPN can be caused by high blood sugar, which can lead to nerve damage, resulting in pain. Other risk factors include cardiovascular disease, older age, drinking alcohol, and cigarette smoking.
But there are treatment options for people with DPN.
Medications may help some patients with pain relief, and others may want to consider spinal cord stimulation. This technology delivers mild electrical impulses to the spinal cord that disrupt pain signals. Medtronic spinal cord stimulators were recently approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic pain associated with DPN. This therapy is not for everyone, and patients should talk to their doctor to learn more.
Spinal cord stimulation involves risks. To learn more, go to medtronic.com/DPN.
On the people list from Talkers, you can find these lists at talkers.com every week and also at dougsteffen.com. Go to number 10 and you'll find Johnny Depp and Amber Heard tied for that number 10th position. Number 9 is the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. Number 8, Michael Sussman. Number 7, Stacey Abrams. Number 6, Dr. Oz. Number 5, Donald Trump. Number 4, Vladimir Putin. Number 3, Elon Musk. A little flap this week with his employees, among other things. He's got lots of things going on, and so he makes the position number 3 this week. Number 2 is Janet Yellen. I made a mistake, basically, is what she said. And number 1 is Joe Biden. More than anything else this week, I guess he's in the spotlight because of what he said about the mass shootings. Looking for inspiration and leadership. There it is. Okay, so you got our leadership when it comes to reviewing what's going on in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Cybercrime is way up, and not surprisingly, so is online shopping. So how can you stay safe while shopping online? Visa customers can have peace of mind knowing there's not only zero liability purchase protection, but the company has also made several investments over the years into keeping you and your data safe. I caught up with Michael Jabara, VP and Head of Global Fraud Services at Visa.
First is around our people and having that tremendous and deep expertise of 800 of the best cybersecurity experts in the world, and taking that cross-disciplinary approach between cyber, fraud, risk, and data science and patching it all together. You have our technical and technology capabilities that are using the latest in AI, ML, and allowing us to be much more proactive and faster to respond than we would be otherwise.
For more info, visit visa.com/security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal expert, legal. I don't. I say legal beagle. Where did that term come from? Do you know? Legal.
I think it was
beagle?
A play off of legal eagle to kind of soften it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't soften it. And frankly, okay. So the biggest legal story, number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers, is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. So from your perspective, people say, wow, the jury did something different there. Well, it was a two-sided coin, right? Because it was one suing the other one, yada, yada. So what do you make legally? Is there something here that can be appealed? How do you think it all shakes out?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked about it, because in all of the stories and coverage that I've seen, there's been one very, very important aspect of it that I haven't seen discussed anywhere. Because you're looking at Johnny Depp being the jury, and they were, as you indicated, there were counterclaims. She was saying that he had abused her. He was saying she abused him, and then each one was accusing the other of defamation.
Mm-hmm.
But he was awarded five times more money than she was. So the I think the implication people have is that the seriousness of his claims were more than hers. But that really isn't how the damages work. When all that happens is the jury decided that both of them had defamed. And the interesting aspect of her accusation against Depp and his lawyer who spoke on his behalf was saying that she was a liar and that he had never abused her. These actually are the basis for claims against victims of Bill Cosby. So when you get into the money awarded, it has nothing to do with who abused the other more. It is entirely a matter of what money did they lose. And quite frankly, the career of Amber Heard wasn't as significant as the career of Johnny Depp. And so the jury awarded him far more money, saying it harmed him monetarily. But they weren't saying that she was wrong and he was right. They were both saying, which pretty much was what one of the witnesses who had been a psychological counselor for them said, they're mutual abusers. So I think as much as she was demonized by much of social media in this trial, the verdict didn't say that she was any worse than he was. Yeah.
Let's talk about the number one item this week on the story list from Talkers at the Countdown, the mass shootings. Joe Biden says enough is enough on gun violence. Action. Why? I guess the question for most people, or many people, is why do we need more action? Why aren't we enforcing the laws that have been passed? And under the circumstances, you look at, by the way, I looked this up. There have been 24 mass shootings in America since the first of the year. 24,
yeah,
where more than, yeah, four people were killed.
It is a national disgrace, but it's both ways. And you indicated, let's enforce these the laws that we have on the books. But the laws we have on the books are not adequate. And really, one of the biggest that we don't have, that we did have, was the banning of assault weapons. The banning of assault weapons shouldn't be considered any kind of a violation of anyone's Second Amendment right. You know, you have the right to a gun to defend yourself. No, you don't need an assault weapon that can take down, you know, 40 people at a whack with one clip. And we did have an assault weapon ban, but when it went in, it was due to sunset. Certain laws are in for a certain period, and then they automatically go out. Often this is done with tax laws. There's really no reason for this to have been done with an assault weapon ban. Having an assault weapon ban would help a lot. Florida has a red flag law, and that was something the president was referring to the other night. And Florida's red flag law actually works fairly well, where they identify people who are dangerous and shouldn't have guns, and a hearing is had, and their guns can be taken away. We also, there have been professors who have been doing some real research on who commits these mass crimes. And there are telltale signs. And, you know, often it's been accused of the Republicans that they're making, you know, a poor issue out of it, saying it's a mental health issue. It's a lot of things, and it is a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. And we do need to be able to have the kind of healthcare system that is going to identify these people and deal with it. So I agree with you. We need to enforce the laws we have on the books, but we do need to expand it. It is truly a national disgrace. When kids are afraid to go to school, shame on every politician and every voter who doesn't demand that something be done.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, College Professor of Law at Bentley University, here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Alaska voters are facing an election this go-around unlike any they've seen. They have 48 candidates running to succeed the man who held the state's only U.S. House seat for 49 years. Calling into a virtual campaign event, former President Trump throwing his support behind former governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin.
She's going to bring back lower gas prices and restore American energy independence, and we'll go back to the word dominance. We'll be dominant again. She'll vote to lower taxes, cut regulations, and reshore our supply chain, something we never even thought about, supply chains. Now you can't get it. You go to a store, they're empty.
Palin says climbing inflation is one of the reasons she's running.
America is at a turning point. You guys all, you see it like I see it. Every time I go to the grocery store, I'm in cars, Safeway, Fred Meyer, I'm in there, and I'm looking at these prices, knowing firsthand sky-high inflation. It's hurting hardworking Alaskan families. And how about every time we fill up our gas tank?
Some of the candidates in this week's primary have name recognition like Palin, but many are relative unknowns or political novices. Like a fishing guide, a contractor, and a gold miner who went to prison for allegedly threatening federal land managers. Three people are dead, 11 others wounded in a popular Philadelphia entertainment district. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw calls it a very sad day in Philly.
We mourn the lives lost and the dozens and dozens of lives affected by this tragedy, not just here in the city, but obviously this is getting national attention.
More than 20 British World War II vets gathered near Pegasus Bridge for D-Day commemorations in Normandy. The bridge, one of the first sites liberated by Allied forces from Nazi Germany on June 6, 1944, the day when some 160,000 troops from Britain, the U.S., and Canada landed on the beach. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Authorities in Bavaria say they are releasing all previously unpublished files on the deadly hostage attack at the 1972 Munich Olympics.
The decision follows criticism from relatives of Israeli athletes and coaches who lost their lives. Some of these have also demanded compensation from Germany, which has been rejected. This September marks the 50th anniversary of the attack when a Palestinian militant group killed 11 Israeli hostages and a West German police officer who died during a botched rescue attempt. George Williams reporting.
The four-day jubilee honoring Queen Elizabeth finally wrapping up. The 96-year-old monarch appeared at the balcony of Buckingham Palace Sunday, delighting fans who had hoped to catch a glimpse of her during the final days of the festivities that mark her 70 years on the throne. Be sure to check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. We expect official confirmation this week of what most of us already know. Inflation continues to hit hard.
This week's economic calendar includes release of the Consumer Price Index. The Bureau of Labor Statistics' closely watched index for May is due out Friday, along with release of the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index. Counting back the days from Friday, the government's weekly employment report will be released as usual on Thursday, while Tuesday brings an update on consumer credit for April. In March, this gauge of consumer borrowing hit $52 billion. Rich Thomason reporting.
A crewless robotic boat that had tried to retrace the 1620 sea voyage of the Mayflower finally reached the shores of North America, this time in Canada instead of the Massachusetts coast where its namesake landed more than 400 years ago, the autonomous sleek trimaran docked in Halifax, Nova Scotia on Sunday. More at townhall.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clearcut. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
Wilderness.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hi, Greg Bell, and we begin with the second half of a spring 1947 episode of The Great Gildersleeve. Then later we shift to the police dramas for Joel McRae starring in Tales of the Texas Rangers. At the end of our previous show, one of Summerfield's best-known business owners is missing. Let's see how the search for that missing Jolly Boy is going.
Now let's get back to Summerfield, which is simply buzzing. The proprietor of Peavy's Pharmacy has disappeared. The whole town's talking, and the Jolly Boys have been called an extraordinary session.
All right, gentlemen, let's come to order, shall we?
Yeah, let's get going.
How I miss you, dear old pal.
Matter?
You wouldn't want everybody singing if you were gone.
Gosh, I didn't mean anything by it. Just got to thinking about the Peeve and I thought of the song. I miss old Peeve.
It's simply a question of good taste, Floyd.
I keep asking myself, why did he do it? He had everything to live for.
He probably had his reasons.
Can we get started now? It's 7:20. Gentlemen, we have called this special meeting of the Jolly Boys Club to take up the question of one of our members who is absent. I refer to Brother Petey.
You haven't said anything we don't all know, Judge. Let's get down to brass tacks.
I'm sorry if we've wasted a few seconds of your valuable time, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, nobody wants to hear you blowing off all night. Let's get
down. Fellas, let's not act like this. Peavy's gone. The rest of us have got to stick together.
The chief is right. You're right, chief.
Well, the point is, Peavy is gone. Now, what are we going to do about it?
What the heck can we do? When a fellow's gone, he's gone. Peavy knew what he was doing.
Ah, but did he? That's one of the questions which we, his friends, might well ponder.
What are you talking about, ponder?
I'm referring to the possibility of temporary insanity or amnesia. Loss of memory, Floyd. Perhaps...
Oh, horse collar. He left a note. He remembered where everything was. He told his wife.
Sure. He had no more amnesia than I have. He may be still right here in town, for all we know.
We found out a little more than that, Commissioner. The department's been investigating.
Now, what's new, Chief? You've been holding out.
Well, we know Peavy was seen at the depot about 11:45 that night. And we know there's an 11:55 train southbound. And since he wasn't seen again...
Ah, I think we may conclude he went south.
I think so.
Well, so he went south. What of it?
It narrows our search a little, Commissioner.
Hey, wait a minute. Did he buy a ticket?
No, you don't need one.
Then how do you know he got on the 11:55? There's another train at 12:02, goes north.
I didn't know there was a 12:02.
Has been for 3 months. I sent my mother-in-law home on it in April. She was with us for Easter.
Well, in that case...
I must say, Chief, as a detective, you're about as smart as Fearless Fosdick.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I would like to point out to you that the department has made no official investigation of this matter.
Why not, for heaven's sake?
Because we've had no official complaint, that's why.
That's no excuse for just sitting around. Peavy was your friend, wasn't he?
It just so happens that the law's... Tell him, will you, Judge?
The Chief is right, Gildy. The law...
Oh, the law makes me sick. Between cops and judges, I don't know how any of us can sleep in our beds at night. Inactivity. And you always back each other up. One hand washes the other.
Well...
Mr. Gildersleeve, I refuse to lose my temper. But I don't criticize your department. Not that I couldn't either.
Gentlemen, let's remember why we're here.
Well, why are we? You called this meeting.
I thought it was for poker.
We're here because a fellow jolly boy has gone into the silences. North or south, east or west, he is gone. We have a duty. We have an obligation to his wife, to Mrs. Peavy.
Why should we butt in? What are we supposed to do?
I think we should call on Mrs. Peavy in a body and express our regrets as a club. And simply put ourselves at her disposal in any way.
Sounds crazy to me, but if that's what clubs do, let's do it. I want to do the right thing.
We owe it to him, fellows. He'd appreciate it.
I think it'd be a nice thing to do.
Yes, it's a nice gesture.
I think it would be best if one of us were to act as a spokesman for the group. We'd all go, of course, but I think if I were to speak...
Why you? Peavy was a pretty good friend of mine, Judge.
And mine, too, but I don't want to make the speech. Let Gildersleeve do it. He's good with women.
Very well. If that's the will of the group... I merely thought that as a jurist and as Peavy's personal attorney...
I'd like to remind you that it was me she called in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Me, not you, Judge, not his personal attorney, and not the police. She was too smart for that.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm going to get tired of you writing the department pretty soon.
Pay no attention, Chief. Gildy, if you want to make the statement for the club, go ahead. If it means so much to you...
All right, I'll make it. Is that settled?
Well... If someone will put it in the form of a motion...
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Let's do it now and get it over. We can still play a little poker.
Time to take a short break from the Great Gildersleeve. We'll be right back after this.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kinda short and kinda square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hills. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A century of dreams. The loggers and the cowboys, double cross by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger.
Summer is here, and it's gonna sizzle. Now's the time for a brand new paint job to protect your vehicle from the summer sun. At Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako repairs accident damage, dents, and dings. They can even straighten your frame. Mako is number one in value and is approximately one-third less than traditional shops. Plus, they offer a free estimate and works with most major insurance companies. Mako, good work for a great price. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
That's it.
I always knew no good had come of Richard hanging around that Jolly Boys Club.
It's only one night a week, Mrs. Peavy.
Yes.
If you could have seen the innocent pleasure your husband used to derive from our little games, Mrs. Peavy, I'm sure you'd feel differently.
That's right. Win or lose, he'd never get sore. Well, I remember one night he was having a terrible run of cards. He must have been out about... Hey!
Mr. Munson is right. Mr. Peavy never lost his temper or gloated. Never swore or used profane language. You should be proud of him.
Well, he's gone now.
We realize that, Mrs. Peavy. And that's why we...
I always knew no good had come out of that club. Put ideas into Richard's head.
Oh, now, Mrs. Peavy, we never...
Polly want a cracker! Polly want a cracker! Ah!
Hush, baby.
Fellas, I think we'd better go. Mrs. Peavy's been under quite a strain, and it probably tires her to stand around gassing with strangers.
We just wanted to tell you that if there's anything we can do...
There isn't anything.
Oh. Well, we just... good night, Mrs. Peavy.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Peavy.
Good night.
Mrs. Peavy, before we go, I'm sure that we are all taking an unnecessarily pessimistic view of the situation. I'm sure that somewhere, at this very moment, Mr. Peavy is thinking of you, possibly making plans to return. After all, to him, you are the center of the universe, a lodestar, irresistibly drawing him home.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that.
That bird knows something.
Postcard from Mr. Peavy.
Peavy? Well, sure enough. Dear friend Gildersleeve, sorry to trouble you, but would you mind forwarding my light overcoat? Thanking you in advance, R. Peavy. P.S. You may tell Mrs. Peavy for me that when the parrot goes back to sleeping in his own room, she can reach me at General Delivery, Old Point Comfort, Virginia. Good old Peavy. Good night, folks. Gildersleeve
is played by Harold Perry. It is written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. The music is by Jack Meekin. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Louise Erickson, Lillian Randolph, Shirley Mitchell, Earl Ross, and Richard LeGrand. This is John Lang saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous line of Kraft quality food products.
Yeah, good night.
Listen in again next Wednesday for the further adventures of The Great Gildersleeve.
Good night.
The Great Gildersleeve from May 14th, 1947. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio was motion picture leading man Joel McRae, starring in the true case file police drama, Tales of the Texas Rangers. We mosey into the Lone Star State right after this.
Diamond Detective Agency, guard against throat scratch, enjoys smoother strangling.
Silver screen legend Dick Powell stars as radio's Richard Diamond, the lighthearted detective who can be counted on for a quick whip or some saucy sarcasm.
But you'd be in bed by now, Rick.
My landlord short-cheated me.
But in Radio Spirit's HCD collection, Richard Diamond's Surplus Homicides, there are plenty of serious situations to go along with the sass.
Where's the body? Downstairs.
You want to take a look?
Not especially. I told his mother I'd do something for him, and right now I don't seem to be able to think of a thing.
Get the killer. Help me.
There's also plenty of action to keep Rick on his toes and listeners on the edge of their seats.
Then as I walked down the street, I suddenly felt the nerves in my spine jump down into the pit of my stomach and goose pimples skidded up my back like scared rice. It was a feeling I'd had before. So without turning, I headed for the steps of a basement apartment.
Between the charm and the chases, Diamond delivers in 16 digitally restored and remastered adventures written by Blake Edwards. Radio Spirits also delivers with an amazing half-price sale. For a limited time, pay only $15.98 for Richard Diamond, Surplus Homicides. Just go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code RICHARD7 to save 50% off the regular price. Order today to pay just $15.98 for this 8-CD collection.
I know a few things I haven't told you about, and this almost puts a cinch on it. I want to talk to Young, and then I'll be down to see you.
But if Young tried to have you killed...
Oh, if he did, you can't prove it. Not yet, anyway, so sit tight and... When I get there, I'll show you how to catch a killer.
This offer won't live forever, so order Surplus Homicides today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code RICHARD7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law Firm, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find us at GerhardtLaw.com. Together with my wife, Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. Here is business coach Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters.
One of the things we teach is a process called igniting your message. And in order to really ignite that message, you've got to really nail down three things: purpose, passion, and people. So the purpose is a little bit of a unique framing of what most people think of in, I got to find my purpose in life. What we actually teach is you have to go inward. What is it that you're naturally good at? What are your strengths? Start with that. That is your purpose, how you show up best for others and how you serve the world.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Joel McRae was born and raised in Southern California, broke into the movie business at the tail end of the silent era, and went on to star in pretty much all the genres, westerns, heart-tugging dramas, screwball comedies, and so on. He also proved quite good as a radio performer, as you'll now witness. In Hanging by a Thread, originally broadcast on November 26, 1950.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Joel McRae in Tales of the Texas Rangers. Tonight, transcribed from Hollywood, another authentic reenactment of a case from the files of the Texas Rangers. Tales of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Jace Pearson. Texas, more than 260,000 square miles, and 50 men who make up the most famous and oldest law enforcement body in North America. From the files of the Texas Rangers come these stories based on fact. Only names, dates, and places are fictitious for obvious reasons. The events themselves are a matter of record. Case for tonight, Hanging by a Thread.
At 9:15 in the morning of May 5th, 1947, the telephone rang in the sheriff's office in the little town of Finney, Texas. Sheriff Hanson answered it.
Sheriff's office, Hanson speaking.
Sheriff, this is George Hawks.
How are you, George? What can I do for you?
Nothing now. Nobody can.
How's that?
I just called to tell you I'm going to kill myself.
What did you say?
You heard me. It'll take you 20 minutes to get out to my place. By that time, I'll be dead.
Now, wait a minute, George. What? Hello? George? Operator?
Yes, sir?
Oh, this is the sheriff. That caller just came in here. Where was it from?
One moment, Sheriff.
If this is someone's idea of a practical joke...
Hello, Sheriff.
Yes?
That call was placed from 317 out on Gum Creek Road, the residence of Mr. George Hall.
The sheriff raced out to the Hawks Ranch and found George Hawks dead, hanging in the barn. Then he made another discovery which prompted him to put in a call to the Texas Rangers. Ranger Jace Pearson was assigned to the case and drove to the Hawks Ranch to meet Sheriff Hanson.
Jace, am I glad to see you.
Howdy, Sheriff. It's been a long time.
Yeah, a month of Sundays. I hope I didn't call you down here for nothing, Jace, but this looks mighty fishy to me. So I want you to take a look at the body.
Hasn't been taken down yet?
No, I put in a call to the coroner, but he was out somewhere. I left a message for him to come out here as soon as they could locate him.
How'd you find out about the body, Sheriff?
I got a phone call, Jace, about 9:15. Said it was George Horks and he was going to kill himself. I thought maybe it was some joker, so I traced the call.
And?
It came from here, all right. So I drove out fast as I could, but George was dead. Hanging by the neck in the barn. No pulse. Body's still warm.
Sheriff, I know you didn't call me down here to investigate a routine suicide. What's the catch?
Well, I'm getting to that. Come in the barn. This is just the way he was when I found him. You notice that's a wire he's hanging from, not a rope.
Yeah. Cut off the clothesline, probably.
Yeah. How do you know?
Guessed. I saw the clothesline had been cut, part of it dragging on the ground in the yard.
You Rangers don't miss much, do you?
Not if we can help it, Sheriff.
Well, I want to show you something I found. Look at this, right under the body.
It's an oil drum.
Right. And the exact position I found it in, on its side. Now, you'll notice, Jace, that it's the only thing near enough that George could have stood on while he put the wire around his neck.
Here's the rim marks where it stood on the straw before it was tipped over.
Yeah, only he didn't stand on it. Look at this end of the drum, thick with dust. Hmm. Now, look at the other end. Dusty, too. Jace, is not a sign of a footprint on either end of this oil drum.
You're right, Sheriff. He couldn't have climbed up in the loft and jumped, or that wire would have taken his head off.
Yeah, that's what I figured, and that's why I called you.
What about fingerprints?
Nope. Couldn't find any, just a few smears. What does it spell to you, Jace?
Just one word, and an unpleasant one. Murder. I got my camera out of the car and took pictures of the body. And we took down the broken clothesline and nosed around for more evidence. The sheriff went up to look over the house while I combed the barn. How'd you make out up at the house, Sheriff?
Nothing, Jace. Absolutely nothing. No note from George. Everything tidy. No sign of a struggle. Funny nobody's around.
Who would be ordinarily?
His wife, Millie. One of the hands. He had two men working for him last I heard. How are you coming, Jace?
I found a couple of things, but not the thing I want.
What's that?
The tool that was used to cut the wire he's hanging on. All I found in the barn here was this pair of rusty pliers.
Well, couldn't they have been used to cut it?
No, Sheriff, they wouldn't cut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, the cut's too clean.
How about footprints?
No luck yet, but I think I've found what the killer stood on to string the body up.
What?
The stepladder. I found it under the tool bench. Been used lately. Marks in the dust where it'd been dragged out and then pushed back.
What are you fixing to do, Jace?
Going up the ladder and take a look at the beam where the wire's looped over.
Here, I'd better hold it for you. It's pretty rickety.
Thanks.
Find something?
I think so.
What is it, Jace?
Look at this. Stuck on a splinter where the wire went over the beam.
It's a piece of black thread.
Yeah. Black wool thread.
Well, are you a string saver, Jace?
In a case like this, yes. Let's take a look outside. Mm-hmm. What about a motive, Sheriff?
For suicide or murder?
Either.
Can't think of one offhand. George is a pretty normal guy. Happily married. Didn't have any enemies that I know of.
How about those two hands you mentioned?
Well, this new one, Brad Johnson, been working for George about 6 months. Only met him a couple of times. Seemed to be all right, in a quiet sort of way.
And the other?
Old Tom, he's okay. Drinks a lot. George used to fire him regular and then take him back when he sobered up.
There's no good footprints in the yard here.
Nope. Ground's packed pretty hard.
Oh, Sheriff.
Huh?
Car coming up the house. Is that the coroner?
That? Well, no, that looks like... Well, sure, that's George Hawks' car. That's Millie driving it. Mrs. Hawks.
Come on. We'll have to tell her, Sheriff. This is the only part of the job I really hate.
Yeah, I know, Jace.
Sheriff, what are you doing out this way? And...
Well, morning, Mrs. Hawks. This is Ranger Pearson.
Howdy, ma'am.
Ranger? What's happened? What's the matter?
I'm sorry to have to tell you, Millie, but George...
Something happened to George?
Yes. He's dead.
Oh, no.
Come on, Mrs. Hawks. We'll take you to the house.
No. I can't believe you do it.
Mrs. Hawks, when did you last see your husband?
Just a few hours ago at breakfast.
How did he appear at breakfast? I mean, was anything wrong? Was he upset about anything?
Well, yes, there was a big fight at breakfast. I never seen George get so mad.
A fight? Between you and your husband?
Well, all four of us went on it. Old Tom and Brad was there, too. They're the hired hands.
How did it start?
Well, I cooked breakfast for the four of us, like I always do. Old Tom was late, so we'd started to eat. When we were about through, old Tom came staggering in. He was half drunk.
Again, huh?
Yes, Sheriff, again. Then he and George had this big row, and George fired him for being drunk.
Go on.
Old Tom was fighting mad. He gets mean when he's been drinking. Started making all kinds of wild accusations.
What kind of accusations, Mrs. Hawks?
Lies, Ranger. All of them lies. He said he wouldn't have been drunk if Brad hadn't bought liquor for him.
Brad?
Well, that's what he claimed. Said Brad got him drunk on purpose, so he... Oh, it was awful.
So he could what?
Well, it's a lie, Ranger.
What did he say, Mrs. Hawks?
Well, old Tom said to Brad, I wouldn't be drunk if you didn't buy me the stuff. You're always trying to get me out of the way so I won't see you... So I won't see you playing up to the boss's wife.
Then what happened?
Well, Tom left. And my husband started swearing and threatening Brad, accusing him of what Tom said. Brad said it was a lie, and then George threw some money in his face and told him to get off the place that he was fired, too.
What did Brad do?
I thought for a minute he was going to hit George, but he didn't. He went outside, and a few minutes later I heard his car start, and he drove away. By this time, George was in a terrible rage. He even threatened to kill me. So I grabbed the car keys and ran.
Did he ask you where you were going?
Yes, he did, Ranger. I told him I was going in town to see Mr. Harris, the lawyer, see about getting a divorce.
What time did you leave?
About 8:30. Ranger, you said you found him hanging in the barn. Well, if it was suicide, why are you asking me all these questions?
Because I don't think it was suicide, Mrs. Hawks. I think it was murder. After the coroner and the doctor arrived, the sheriff borrowed a horse from the corral. I got charcoal out of the trailer, and we headed for Tom's shack up in the hills.
There it is, Jace. Just around those rocks.
At Tom's horse, Sheriff? Grazing out back?
Yep.
He's around someplace. Hot charcoal.
Yes. I just can't see old Tom as a killer, Jace. He ain't the type.
Huntsville's full of them, Sheriff. Killers who aren't the type.
Oh, charcoal.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Let's try the front door.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Open up.
He's not here, Jace. I can see through the windows. Shack's empty. What the?
Somebody's shooting close by. Maybe Tom. That shot came from back up in that draw. Come on, Sheriff.
There he is. Back by that clump of trees.
Is that Tom?
Sure is. Hey, he's running toward the trees.
Hold it, Tom. There we are. I'll put one over his head.
Ah. Yeah, he's starving. See what he's wearing, Jace?
Yeah. Black sweater.
Now, what's all the commotion?
All right, Tom. Throw down that rifle.
Sure. Sure, Ranger. But, what for?
Why didn't you stop when I told you to?
Well, to tell the truth, Ranger, I didn't hear you. I'm kind of deaf. I heard your shot, though.
Yeah, that's right, Jace. He's hard of hearing.
What's that, Sheriff?
Oh, never mind. Why do you shoot at us, Tom?
Shoot at you? Why, I never did no such thing.
What were you doing then?
Ain't no law against a man killing himself a rabbit for supper.
All right. Get his rifle, Sheriff. Let's go.
Huh? Where to?
To your shack first. We're going to have a long talk.
about George Hawks.
You're listening to Tales of the Texas Rangers. We'll be right back with more after this.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, a firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find us at GerhartLaw.com. Together with my wife, Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. Here is business coach Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters.
One of the things we teach is a process called igniting your message. And in order to really ignite that message, you've got to really nail down three things: purpose, passion, and people. So the purpose is a little bit of a unique framing of what most people think of, and I got to find my purpose in life. What we actually teach is you have to go inward. What is it that you're naturally good at? What are your strengths? Start with that. That is your purpose, how you show up best for others and how you serve the world.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Tales of the Texas Rangers on WIM Radio Was.
I tell you, Ranger, I didn't know George was dead until you told me a minute ago. What call would I have to kill him? If he was killed, he was my friend.
You don't seem very clear about what happened this morning, Tom.
Well, I was a bit foggy. I had me a couple of nips. But I do remember George getting mad and firing me.
What happened after that?
Well, I took a few more out of the bottle in my saddlebag. I don't remember much after that. I must have rode up here and fell asleep. Woke up a while ago. I was hungry and I went out to get me a rabbit.
Tell me, Tom, do you often draw a blank when you've been drinking?
Do I what, Ranger?
Have a blank space. Do things you don't remember anything about later.
Oh, I suppose I have once or twice. Hey, wait a minute. I didn't do it. I couldn't have killed George. He was my friend.
These your wire cutters on the table, Tom?
Oh, yeah, they are.
I'll take them. And I think you'd better come along to town with us. Finger was pointing straight at Tom. When we got back to the Hawks Ranch, there was a man in the back lot feeding the hogs. It was Brad Johnson, a third witness at the breakfast fight. While the sheriff took Tom into town, I got Brad's version of what happened.
And then he threw the money in my face, Ranger. $30. Told me I was fired. I wanted to hit him, but I didn't.
Then what, Brad?
Then I got my duffel bag, threw it in my car, and drove off.
Where'd you go?
To Finney. drove around town for a few minutes, and then I went to the White Spot Cafe and had a cup of coffee.
What time was this?
When I was in the cafe?
Oh,
about 9:30, I guess.
Why'd you come back here?
Well, somebody in town said that George had killed himself and that the coroner was on his way out here.
So?
Well, I figured if it was true, there wouldn't be anybody to do the chores. He fired old Tom, too. And Mrs. Hawks always treated me so friendly. Well, so I come out to do what I could.
Yeah, very nice of you. Tell me, Brad, is there anything between you and Mrs. Hawks?
No, sir. That's a lie, Ranger. Never even spoke to each other except at mealtimes or say good morning.
What are you planning to do now?
Well, I don't know. Help Mrs. Hawks till she can get somebody, I reckon.
I see. Well, I gotta be moseying along. Don't leave town without letting me know.
Oh, I won't, Ranger. I'll be around.
I got the evidence off to Austin and then went to the White Spot Cafe. Brad had been seen there at 9:30, and Mrs. Hawks had been with her lawyer half an hour before. I radioed headquarters that I was staying over in Finney, and about 9 that night, I got a phone call. Hello?
Jace, Captain Stinson. I've got the report on that stuff you sent in today. You got a pencil?
Sure have, Captain. Shoot.
On that black wool sweater, the thread you sent in the envelope matched all right. It's definitely off the sweater.
Well, how about the wire cutters?
I'm afraid I got a disappointment for you there, Jace. They couldn't get a match. I'm afraid the murder wire wasn't cut with the tool you sent.
Are you sure, Captain?
The boys in the lab are. They made sample cuts with every millimeter of those blades and couldn't match up a single one with the murder wire.
Oh.
What kind of a fix has that put you in, Jace?
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, thanks, Captain. I'll keep in touch with you.
All right, Jace. Good luck.
Going to need more than luck. Things were really getting tangled up. It was about 4 a.m. when I finally dozed off trying to dope it out. Then at 8:30, I met the sheriff in his office.
Well, you look like you've been through the ringer, Jace. Hotel bed's too hard for you?
No, but I didn't get much sleep trying to figure this Hawks thing out. Looks like we'll have to let old Tom go, Sheriff.
Why? What's up?
My lab says Tom's cutters didn't cut that wire.
They didn't?
Nope. Of course, old Tom could have used other cutters, but in his stupor, I doubt if he'd be that clever.
Well, I hate to complicate things more than they are, Jason.
What do you mean?
Coroner called a little while ago. He's sending his report over with one of my deputies. Should have been here by now. His verdict is suicide.
Suicide? Oh, that doesn't make sense.
Well, apparently it does to him. We'll know when the report gets here.
Yeah. George Hawks, deceased. Climbed up a stepladder, put a wire around his neck, and then placed the ladder neatly under a workbench 12 feet away.
My dusty oil drum snoring things up, Jason.
Considerable.
Morning, Sheriff. Howdy, Ranger.
Hi.
Morning, Joe. Did you get it?
Yep. I had to wait while the coroner signed it. Here it is.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Anything more I can do, Sheriff?
No, not right now.
Well, I'll go get me some breakfast then.
Let's see. No marks of violence on the victim's body. Autopsy disclosed no brain injury. Death probably caused by strangulation. Coroner's conclusion, suicide. Signed, G. Parker, coroner. There it is, Jace. It
couldn't be.
Now, here's something from the doctor. I examined the body at 11:30 a.m. It was my opinion the death occurred approximately 3 hours previously. I'm in...
Hey, wait a minute, Sheriff.
Well, what is it?
That'd make it about 8:30 when George died. What time did you say he called you?
At 9:15. Great suffering.
Sheriff, are you sure it was George who called?
Well, now that you mention it, I'm not sure. Said he was George.
Could it have been somebody else?
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's beginning to piece together, Sheriff. Whoever it was could have killed George, then called you and tried to sound like him.
To establish an alibi.
Exactly. And then pop up someplace else a few minutes later. Like the White Spot Cafe. I'll call you later.
Well, where are you going, Chase?
Back to the Hawks Ranch. When I pulled up to the ranch, Brad Johnson was running water into the big trough near the barn.
Well, hi, Ranger. What brings you out this way?
I want to talk to Mrs. Hawks. We're releasing Tom. Coroner's report came in a few minutes ago. Suicide. Is she around?
Why, sure, she's up the house.
Okay.
Oh,
I just happened to think. Charcoal, my horse here in the trailer, hasn't had a square meal since I left headquarters yesterday. Is there some hay around that I could give him?
Why, sure, Ranger. Some fresh bale just inside barn there, hip cell.
Thanks. I'll be glad to pay for it.
No, forget it. I'm sure Mrs. Hawks wouldn't mind.
Have you got something to open one with?
Why, sure. Here. Here's my cutters.
I took the cutters into the barn and made some cuts on a wire sample. After I gave the cutters back to Brad and fed charcoal, I spoke briefly with Mrs. Hawks, and then I tore out for the lab in Austin. By 1 o'clock, I got the results.
Here it is, Jace. Take a look.
The wire's matched, Johnny?
See for yourself. That dual microscope never lied to me yet. The left one's the murder wire. The one on the right is one of the samples you brought in.
That's it.
Well, look at those striations. It's a perfect match.
Thanks, Johnny. Take care of this stuff. Got to get back to Finney pronto. Oh, will you do me a favor?
Sure, Jace.
Call the sheriff at Finney. Tell him I'm on my way and I got something hot. I'll be there in 2 hours.
Well, Jace, you sure made good time. What'd you find out?
We got positive proof the murder wire was cut with Brad Johnson's cutters.
Brad's? You going to pick him up?
Not right yet, Sheriff.
Why not?
We only know that Brad's cutters were used. We don't know he used them. We got to be sure.
What are your plans, Jace?
I've been thinking. Those stories that Mrs. Hawks and Brad told me, they were alike, all right. Too much alike.
What do you mean?
A couple of times they used the exact phrases.
Mm-hmm. What about Tom and the black thread?
We'll keep an eye on him, but I think he's clean. He could have caught his sleeve on that beam doing anything, pitching hay or anything.
Yeah, he could have. Well, what do we do now?
We got to catch him alone, Brad and Mrs. Hawks. When they don't know anybody's around, we got to hear what they say to each other.
Maybe after the funeral. It's this afternoon, 4 o'clock.
You know where it's being held, Sheriff?
Sure, out of the ranch.
Be a graveside ceremony. Where's the cemetery?
Clear over on the other side of town from the Hawks place.
Yeah, it'll take them a while to get over there and back. Sheriff, while they're at the cemetery, you and I are going to the ranch and fix up a little surprise. There. That ought to be all right for that one, behind the window shade.
Why 3 microphones? Jace, wouldn't one do?
Not if they wander around the house while they're talking, Sheriff. I want to hear everything.
Yeah, but how do you know that Brad and Mrs. Hawks will talk? How do you know he'll even come into the house?
I don't know, Sheriff. I'm guessing. And my guess is that after the funeral's over, somebody's going to let his hair down.
Hey, it's almost 5, Jace. They'll be coming back soon.
I'm finished in here, Sheriff. Now all we have to do is string the wire to the stakeout. Come on. We'd hidden my car in a lane down the road and set up our equipment in a clump of trees close to the house. 3 neighbors' cars drove up, then Brad's. We watched him as he fed the stock. About sundown, the last of the guests left the house. There go the last of them, Sheriff. Can you see Brad?
He's been in the barn the last few minutes. There he is, Jace, heading for the house.
Good. Put on your earphones, Sheriff. I want you to hear this, too.
There he goes, up on the porch.
Yeah.
Brad. Oh, Brad.
Now, come here, baby.
Oh, Brad, I'm so tired and scared.
Ain't nothing to be scared about, baby. Everything worked out fine.
Oh, take me away with you, Brad, now, tonight.
Millie, I can't do that, you know it.
Why not? Why can't you?
The plan, baby. We gotta follow the plan. Now, look, if we went away together now, there'd never be no time. We gotta let it clear off.
Brad, I can't spend another night in this house, not alone. I keep seeing his face. You holding him. That look of his when I put the pillow over his face. I can't stand it.
I told you to shut up. Look, you, I put a lot of hard work on us. My alibi's got him clear off the trail, and I'm not going to let him get back on, you hear?
All right, Sheriff. I've heard enough. Let's take him. You cover the back, Sheriff. I'll take the front.
Okay, Jace.
All right in there. Open up. Ranger Pearson, open up. What
do you want?
You know what I want, Brad Johnson.
Well, he's not here.
I know different.
Okay, Sheriff, let's search the house.
All right, Jace.
I don't know what this is all about.
You'll find out.
He's not in the kitchen, Jace.
All right, Sheriff, work this way.
Ranger, what's the meaning of this?
He's not in the back of the house, Jace. Maybe he's... What was that?
He was upstairs, Sheriff. Sounds like he jumped from up there. Come on.
Don't see him. He didn't run for his car.
Couldn't have gone far.
Maybe he hit for the highway. Let's... What's that?
Chickens in the barn. Something scared them, and I think I know what. Come on.
If we play this right, we've got him trapped.
I know you're in there, Brad. Come on out.
All right.
Dark as pitch in there, Jace.
Turn on your flashlight, Sheriff. Take the other side. I'll look behind those things.
Okay.
Sheriff, pitchfork threw it from the loft. Hit me.
You hurt bad?
Don't think so. My shoulder.
Here, give me your flashlight, Sheriff.
All right, Brad. I'm coming up.
No, don't come up. I'm coming down.
Come out where we can see you, then. With your hands up.
Jace, he's jumping.
No! Jace, you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, he fell on his back, hit his head when I hit him.
Is he dead?
No. No, Sheriff, he's not dead. But I can't say he won't be, though, when the state gets through with him.
After Mildred Hawks turned state's witness, Brad Johnson confessed to the murder of his employer. For her part in the crime, Mildred Hawks received a sentence of 50 years in a women's prison at Huntsville. Johnson's sentence, death in the electric chair.
Next week, Joel McRae in another authentic reenactment of a case from the files of the Texas Rangers. Is currently seen starring in the Universal International Technicolor production Saddle Trent. Tonight's cast included Tony Barrett, Byron Kane, Betty Lou Gerson, Jeff Corey, and Wally Mayer. This story was transcribed and adapted by Andrew MacBroom, and the program was produced and directed by Stacy Keach. This is Hal Gibney speaking.
Hanging by a Thread from November 26, 1950. As you just heard at the time of that broadcast, Joel McRae was starring in the Western motion picture Saddle Tramp. Also appearing in that film, a real-life married acting tandem who also did lots of radio. A further hint, in the 1960s, they would play Clay and Holly Granger on the TV Western The Virginian. I'll name them, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, as I never thought that I'd ever lose.
MusicRewind.com presents The Nashville Hitmakers, a collection of 60 songs that helped inspire the Nashville sound movement in the 1950s.
She thinks I still care.
A little bit of tear left me down. Spoil my act as a clown.
Enjoy this 3-CD set of original recordings sung by Music City influencers such as Jim Reeves, Dolly Parton, Charlie Fry, Kitty Wells, Berlin Husky, George Jones, Patsy Cline, and many more. Order The Nashville Hitmakers at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code HITS77.
Billy, Billy, bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow.
Get the Nashville Hitmakers today to experience this unique compilation of songs that has influenced the country music we hear today.
go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay the amazingly low price of $19.98. Remember, it's 77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
So the other day, I had two brand new MyPillows on the kitchen counter. My daughter Andrea came over to the house and saw my MyPillows and said, "Dad, I love MyPillow. It really helps me sleep and keeps my neck from hurting." Hi, this is Kerry Hall. Guess who got the two new MyPillows? You know, I've been using MyPillow for the last 10 years, and they really do help you sleep better. My pillows adjust to the way I sleep and help my posture while I sleep, so I don't get up in the morning with neck pain or back pain because I slept wrong. So treat yourself to a great night's sleep and order your My Pillow today. You can get your My Pillow for as little as $19.99. Simply go online to MyPillow.com/healthy, then confirm the promo code healthy to take advantage of this great offer. Remember, you have to enter the promo code healthy, MyPillow.com/healthy. Or you can call 1-800-652-7865, 1-800-652-7865. Remember the code HEALTHY.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about the 1950 big screen western Saddle Tramp, starring Joel McRae. Also appeared in that film, a real-life married acting tandem who also did lots of radio. The answer, John McIntyre and Jeanette Nolan. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.